For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Guys, welcome to another Punchstone Sports. As Ari's standing up and walking away, hooray, it's another new episode. We got a couple good friends. Sam isn't in town, but you got the clapper. What's this guy just doing? Please welcome to the show two of my very good friends, Andy Haynes, veteran of the show.
Hey, Jason.
Hi, Andy. And my good man, the chowman of the board, Feng Chao.
Wow. I like that.
Hi, straight guys. From Beijing. Oh, we're going to talk Seattle. We're going to talk China. We're going to talk about Ari fucking. Ari fucked a couple ladyboys when he was in China. Did you know that, Chao?
No way.
Yep. I don't believe it.
I don't.
Ari, clean shaven, looking good. Got the hair back. The hair from the face went to the head.
Yeah, I just kind of like trimmed it all down.
I actually like conservative, clean cut Ari.
Oh, really?
Well, I just haven't seen it in so long. You know, you got the mohawk, you got all the facial. What's that?
Let it catch some good fucking.
This is a move Ari likes to do. Let's show off my New York apartment backyard that I have that's only
mine. He did this last time. It's beautiful. The way he walked out, I thought I was watching like a foreign film.
Now, I think that's Sam calling to promote 600 things.
Fuck Sam. Fuck Sam Tripoli.
You are absolutely a welcome member of Punch Drunk. So let's take Sam's call. Whoops. Joining the show, I just hung up on Ari. Sam Tripoli.
What's up? Hi, everybody.
We just started, and I just hung up on Ari again, so he'll probably call back in.
So this couldn't have gone better. Is that what you're saying?
It's classic Punch Drunk debauchery and stupidity.
Are you delivering food?
Yes, I'm a food deliverer right now. That's what I do during Punch Drunk.
That's great.
Chinese food to people.
What? That's Fung's here. Fung's here, so you don't step on his game, dude.
Yeah, seriously. Hey, just want to call in and thank everybody for listening. And I just wanted to make two quick announcements.
Go for it.
One, I just want to announce that I got my own residency in Las Vegas. I will be at Planet Hollywood from June 15th to September 17th, I will be in the Sin City Theater doing the Naughty Show every Friday and Saturday night at 11 p.m., just straight stand-up and just me just slinging quality dick jokes, man, every Friday and Saturday for 2 months. And if it goes well, it will continue after that. And then I want to quick tell everybody that we got a big announcement next week about the website. So we need writers, so please go to writeforpunchdrunksports@gmail.com. Go on punchdrunksports.com and just click the little thing with the monkey so you can write, "We need writers." And the Patreon, patreon.com/punchdrunksports. We're going to be putting out all the things that if you sponsor the show, you're going to get, such as stickers and shout-outs on Twitters. And
people got a good one. People got a good one they want me to do, which is if they donate, I will call them, and Red State Teeb will leave them a very harassing voicemail message. Or you can forward it to somebody else. Hey, call my ex-boss and let Red State Teeb lay into him. Call my ex-girlfriend. Let her know what a fucking cunt she is.
I love that.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I'd be more than happy. I'd be more than happy to have Red State Teeb leave your enemy a message.
Love that. That is awesome, dude.
So when does your that Vegas residency start up, Sam?
July 15th.
And then it's every 2 weeks, or what is it after that?
It's every week for 2 months, Friday and Saturday nights.
Is it a showcase?
No, it's in the theater. It's the naughty. I'm doing the naughty show there.
Congrats, dude. That's cool. Awesome.
Where are you going to find any girls to pole dance when you're in Vegas? I can't imagine this, any of those there.
I have no problem.
Did you just get run over by a semi or
shit for the show?
Did you just get run over by a semi or shit your pants?
I want to give a shout out to Mickey Gale, dude. He gave us a big shout out on the MMA Hour, so I'm excited about listening to that, dude. Yep. And I'm really sorry that I missed 2 weeks in a row. Last week I was having a meeting to finalize the show in Vegas, so I'm so excited, and I'm really excited about Punch Drunk, and I love the guests you have in the show. It should be a great show.
All right, Sammy, so we'll see you next week, buddy.
All right, guys, have a fun show. All right. Say hi to Mickey for me.
We'll do, buddy.
Go fuck yourself.
I told him what he could do, and he did it. I'm trying to... Oh, I see you. So, Ari, you were on the road a little bit. Congratulations on your hour. It was an hour and a half. I did Don Barris's podcast the other day, and I got into it. Have you done Don's pod a bunch of times, right?
Yeah, I love it.
Well,
Big Three podcast and the
Simply Don. Have you done the wrap up show after it?
Maybe in front of the camera.
Yeah, he's got this guy. I didn't know what he was doing. I did it before. But, you know, I'm leaving the Secret Don's, Simply Don the Podcast Secret Studio, and there's a guy in a tuxedo right outside the parking garage. I think he's taking my parking ticket, and he's trying to interview me. I'm in a rush, and the guy rips my ticket up, asks me a stupid question, misspells my name on Twitter, and now we're going at each other.
Oh,
so.
I saw that.
Yeah.
What a dick.
What a real fight. I don't know, this Tom O'Bannon or whatever this bozo's name is. So... feel free to shit on them and tell Simply Don, hey, Simply Don won, at Simply Don won. Tell your fucking shitbag bozo doing the after wrap-up show to learn how to do an interview and have some fucking class.
Yeah, I mean, I have no problem with that.
Thank you,
Ari. Class is underrepresented today.
You sound super clear, Ari. You sound happy.
I got this new this thing.
Oh, what is it?
It's a headphone.
Oh, I see what you did. I thought you were saying it was like some fancy rich one.
Andy's like, what do you mean? What is it? Can you not afford a headphone?
obviously, I can't. But no, I thought it was like, oh, I got these new, like, expensive Beats or some. I didn't expect Ari to have, like, some civilian kind of fucking cheap headphone.
No.
Joe Coy gave me some once.
Headphones?
I saw him at the Burbank Airport.
Somebody else's headphones?
Yeah.
But I'm bang.
I was like, oh, those the Beats with the... With the cord, you know, just the regular ones with the little sticky in ones.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm like, yeah, I used to have some. I lost those. He goes, well, take these, man. I'm like, oh, no. He goes, no, take it. I want you to have it. I'm like, what do you mean? Those are headphones that you're using right now. He goes, no, come on, take it. I want you, please, take it. And then eventually I was like, okay.
Right.
And then I have Joe Coy's headphones.
Nice. That sounded like, remember that old Saturday Night Live sketch when Eddie Murphy, they made him all the white makeup and made him.
Oh, that's such a good. That's one of the best sketches.
So he's a white guy for a day, and he's in New York, and he's walking around. And he goes up and he puts like 50 cents on the counter, and he's like, "What are you doing, man?" And Eddie Murphy's like, just trying to buy a newspaper, fella. Take it, man. There's nobody, no black people around. Just take it.
Take it.
We don't pay for anything. Are you sure? Of course, man. That's what we do.
Hey, all right. Do you miss L.A. when you're in New York? Because, like you guys don't... Like, New York is kind of like... The comedy scene out there, at least, doesn't really have, like, that kind of dirtbag comedy store parking lot, like...
Hangout?
But no, like, nobody's doing weirdo... Like, there isn't, like, whatever, weirdo homeless fucking hanger-on.
I resent
kinda,
that.
Yeah, you know. There's not a lot of Jason Tebow's out there, you know?
Dude, there's no inside the comedy store. I've been explaining to people like Mark Norman and Big J. Big J's been like, it's such a fun hang. There's so many different places you can go.
Yeah.
And Mark Norman finally understood. He's like, oh, it's the only place that, like, develops comics from the ground up. So you have guys like, I don't know who, like, who's big that used to be a door guy?
Tony.
Bobby Lee.
Tony. Bobby Lee. There's a good example. Tony.
Tony.
He was a tour guy.
I'm bigger than big. I am big.
Yeah, so you get Bobby Lee, who's on big TV shows, but he used to work the same job as fucking that Nip over there, you know? And,
is that
so
me?
It's like it's sort of this weird camaraderie. And then you get these homeless people, and they all sort of hang out together. It's just a weird, there's no place like that.
Last night I was there. Actually, I saw both of you guys. I had a good time last night. Everybody had good sets. And I'm hanging out to the side smoking a cigarette, and this guy from somewhere cool. Wasn't Sweden. I can't remember where he was.
Switzerland.
Not
Denmark.
Switzerland, not Denmark.
Norway. Norway.
Not Norway.
Denmark again.
Might have been Sweden. Might have been from
Finland.
Sweden. No, I think it was
Denmark.
I think it was Sweden.
Iceland.
Maybe Denmark, Sweden, Iceland, Norway. Somewhere around there. It was Scandinavian.
Faroe Islands.
It was the Faroe Islands.
Yeah.
But he was somewhere around there, and he's like talking. He's like, what a great time he's having. I'm like, yeah, man, there's no other place like this. And I was explaining to him what Mondays is like. And I look over, and it's like, you know, Fahim and Jamar and everybody's, all you guys, there's like nine people there talking. I'm there. Jody, the new manager guy, who I love, by the way.
Yeah, he's great.
That guy's cool as fuck.
It's all one?
Yeah, he's a great guy. So they're all standing there. I go, yeah, man, all of these people are comics. That guy's the manager. Me and whoever I was talking to is a comic. And he goes, can I be standing here smoking a cigarette, too? If there's 10 comics around here? I go, that's the cool thing about this place. Yep. It's like everybody like meshes into
it's
the
like
same
a,
area.
It's like a zoo where you can pet the animals.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's like a prison that's run by the inmates. It's a prison.
It's like a Brazilian prison.
That's exactly what it is. Ari, why don't we, let's do some dates out the gates and do some sponsorship.
Is anybody else, by the way, with the Zika virus? So what it does is it makes your babies come out with these small heads that doesn't quite have room for your brain.
They don't know exactly. That's like a symptom of it, I think. But I think the overall effect, the Zika virus is like one thing, but then you get that weird, it's not hydroencephalitis. It's something where it's like
a flu for like 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, but it's like a byproduct if you're pregnant while you have that flu. Something about you get the tiny-headed baby.
Mosquitoes are fucking everything up. Mosquitoes are the ones that fucking pass the crazy new shit.
I was going to say immigrants, but...
But that's who they bite first. They bite the immigrants, and then they come around stinging us real people, and now we're fucked.
Fung's one of the good ones, though. I trust him.
I imagine if a mosquito bit you, it would just die instantly. Like, it couldn't handle whatever kind of real blood you have.
It's because he grew up eating bat meat.
I feel like maybe if Jason stopped being a pussy, life might be easier for you. Life got sweeter.
I knew I was going to regret this.
Rank your worst Asians from bottom three to the top.
Yeah. Who's your top three Asians you hate the most?
I hate Yao Ming first.
Okay. Why?
No, not individuals, but okay. Yeah,
nations.
Oh, Asians?
Like countries.
Like Laos is probably the worst, right? Or is it North Korea?
Yeah, I don't like them.
Why? Why don't you like Laotians?
Like, they're the jungle Asians.
Yeah.
Like the jungle Asians. So why do you hate them over Cambodians?
Well, they're all in the jungle, and they're in Asia. I don't like...
But Cambodia at least has, like, somewhat of a history, you know, like kind of a... identity.
You know what? I've been to Cambodia. The people there are really nice.
Yeah.
But I think Laos...
I heard you can get a cell phone cover for cheap as fuck.
Probably.
I
think you're right.
Same price you can get Air Jordans.
Yeah, 19 cents.
19 cents. I don't like North Korean people.
Have you met a North Korean?
I've never... Huh?
Have you met a North Korean?
Have you met me?
No, I've met South Koreans.
Do you feel sorry for North Koreans? I feel sorry for North Koreans.
Do you?
They got a bad rap.
Well, the ones that don't know any better, the ones that can't use the internet, not the ones in power.
Think about how blissful life is. They don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Ignorance is bliss.
Hey, did you guys know that there's a part of China that only Koreans live in? What is that part called? Like... Right across from South Korea, where all the Koreans live. What's that called?
Koreatown.
Yeah.
Koreatown. It's called North Koreatown, dude.
No, you don't know what I'm talking about?
I know. It's the northeast part of China. There's only Koreans.
Yeah, and that's like where if you're from North Korea, you can go there for like vacation, right?
Yeah. For Chinese people would go to... North Korea, and then that's how they try, and then they get to South Korea. That's the stepping stone.
What's the white trash version?
That's what those people in China that are Koreans, those are white trash Koreans.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because the, well, technically they are Chinese, but they're just a type of minority there, and their skin color is lighter than us.
Gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
They're see-through.
I mean, it's either you're yellow or you're white.
There's no black people. You don't even see black people.
In China, yeah, a couple.
Oh, yeah.
Are they just like, if you see a black person walking around China, is it just like, you're like, damn.
I heard they're fucking racist towards black people there.
Yeah.
I heard they're racist towards everybody.
There's a bunch of African people that are there to like work like construction and shit like that.
Play sports.
That's sell weed. Play,
sell weed.
Yeah, sell sports. Weed. Yeah, hash.
And they fuck.
They do. Everywhere in the world, Nigerians sell weed.
I got a good scam going with these Nigerians right now. I've been Instagramming it.
Great.
Dude, it's the best, man. I've been doing that for years. You know when they send those fucking, hey, I'm a hot girl. Now, I went to this girl's page, because you get them all the time. And as comics, we got to accept, I just accept everybody's friend request.
It's like Mama Love Adebesionian or something.
It's always some hot chick. So if you go to the profile, first of all, it's a 26-year-old girl that only has 4 posts ever on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Warning sign number one. What 26-year-old American girl only has 4 photos on Facebook and 3 posts
That's
and
funny.
Just got on Facebook 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, she's hot. She just discovered she can get more attention online.
And hot and in a bikini.
She's a Amish person that just went on Rumspringa.
I could put this bikini picture on Facebook and get attention from guys. How did this not dawn on me in 26 years? Okay. So it's always these fake accounts, and they're always Nigerians, and they always live in Canada. And I saw a documentary about
it.
Really? Yep, saw a documentary.
Where'd you get this doc? Vice?
It was on 60 Minutes or something. But I had been fucking with these people for so long, I'm like, oh, those are the same posts I keep getting. Now it's on Facebook, but it used to be the emails. I'm a princess that's blah, 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 and I need
help getting out of my country. If you just give me a little bit of a loaner, I'll give you like
always
a million
the same
bucks.
Shit. Exactly. So I was showing Chow last night. I keep them on the line as long as I can, on the hook. I find out what their interests are, but I keep talking to them in their same broken language. So this chick apparently lives in Colorado, is in the military, has a daughter, is hot, is single. But I know it's some Nigerian thing. I know they're eventually going to want
money. Does she like hiking?
It doesn't seem like it. So I automatically have a lot of money. I'm rich. I just want to give money away because my wife died in a balloon accident where the balloon landed in a pit of alligators and then the alligators ripped her apart. I've been donating all this money to zoos for balloon alligator awareness. And I'm like, how much money do you... And she keeps telling me, I'm like, what do you do for a living? I am a nurse working woman. I'm like, oh, nurse working woman. I am a circus elephant guy worker. You know, so it just goes back and forth. And now I'm just like, send me a picture of your pussy, I'll send you $5,000. So now whatever this Nigerian idiot is, he's got to find a picture online of a girl's pussy with a face that kind of looks like the girl's picture that he's jacked.
That's great.
Oh, it's the best. Hey, you do it, I'll send you $5,000.
Just the
last time I did it, they always want, okay, wire me money to Canada. That's what it always comes down to. And I had them going to the Western Union 2 days in a row. And like, we are here. Where is your money? You have not sent yet. I'm like, there must be some problem. I know I sent it. Like, I make them travel, dude.
Nice.
Get in the car, motherfucker.
Yeah, dude. You got that refugee, man. You fucking tricked that refugee.
I mean, I'm at least occupying their time enough that they're not fucking with some gullible
That's
old
true.
Woman.
That's true.
And now I'm imagining it's an actual person who's like, I can't feed my kid. I'm just waiting. This American guy said he would help me feed my child this week.
Hey, send me a picture.
We're all starving to death.
Send me a picture of your pussy, and
I would really love it if you actually met one of them and you fell in love. Like it turned out to be.
Oh, that would be nice. That would be very nice.
That's funny because somebody brought up a couple good bag of bets, Ari. One is you got to go to the douchiest club, like the last place any of us would ever want to go.
Anywhere in Vegas.
That kind of New York club or that kind of like L.A. club where it's just 26-year-old.
It's got like one word. It's called like hide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Secret.
Ivy.
Yeah.
Pure.
I've done all those clubs in Vegas. All of them.
The ones in L.A. and Vegas, anywhere, are just god-awful.
They're great.
But to go to one of those and hang out all night alone, mingle, meet people, like you have to be there from like 12 to it closes.
Also, can I add this?
Sure.
No ecstasy allowed.
I say no drugs and no drinking whatsoever. You got to be there sober and hang out and try to talk to all these dumb fucks sober.
That's what I do. But I smoke cigarettes when I'm in them.
But why do you go to the ones in Vegas? It's so not your scene.
Because there's something like...
You mean when you're working and they go, hey, you can get into fucking...
I've gone with a bunch of friends, and it was when I was single, and you get a booth, and then you get to pull girls in, like, slinky little dresses into your booth and hang out. I don't know. It's just... It's like living a lie. It's like literally, like, logging into the Matrix. That's what I like.
It's something you should be into, but then when you get there, you're like, I don't like this. I know I'm supposed to like this, but I have no enjoyment out of this.
But you're a lot more cynical than me, and I can't ever imagine you dancing, Ari.
Well, I don't dance. I'm more of an introvert, that's all. So it's like, what if
you gotta dance.
I'm pretty introverted. But, yeah, I get what you're saying.
You gotta dance, too, in the bet. You gotta be on the dance floor like a fucking going for it.
There it is. There it is.
Oh, that would be a nightmare. But the other one, that we got.
You're doing Armenian wedding dances right now.
Yeah, what is this? Fucking my big fat
what is this?
Kike wedding?
Sam's prom?
but the other one somebody wants to put in, I think is good. I want to run by you. You got to set up a Grindr account.
Yeah.
And you got to go on one gay date with a guy. No sex, no nothing. But you have to actually take a man out.
Meet him.
You got to take a man out. Go meet him for coffee. Go whatever on a hike. You got to really. Which
this
I was laughing.
This is the Nigerian guy?
No, this is one of the bag of bets that somebody
clearly
was
out of the clearly in the closet gay guys, comedians in New York. You probably know what I'm talking about, Andy, but
yeah.
They go on dates with like girls. I know. And they're really just abusing these women because they refuse to accept publicly that they're gay.
Right.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
You know.
You do?
I think so. That's so funny.
Don't say his name, but say it out loud right now.
No, it's okay. It would haunt me. We can text it back and forth.
Right. What? So the thing that I was laughing about last night was, which Andy kind of brought up, which made me laugh, is what if you did that, and so you lose a bet, and now you got to go on a gay date with somebody because you lost a bet, and what if you're like, I fucking think I actually have feelings for this guy.
Yeah.
What if you really fell in love with a man because of this stupid show?
I mean,
who would be most likely to do that out of the three of us? You?
I could see it.
You think you would be the one?
I could see Ari falling for a trans lady. But then again, I could see all of you guys falling for a trans lady.
Sam, if Sam was fucking getting fucked up and it was a tranny...
It's trans.
You could get him.
I love that I tried to correct you on this podcast.
On this podcast.
Let's compromise. It's transy.
Transy. I like that. Transient. It's a transient.
A transy is a homeless chick with a dick.
That's a transy. Somebody rides the rails. She got a dick that's hidden.
Boxcar Claire. Eating soup out of a boot. That was always the move. Soup out of a boot. Why is that?
Because that's the only container they had.
Yeah, they don't have bowls.
All right, let's do dates at the gates and then...
It's too hot to do this.
It is too hot. You got to blow on it.
Yeah, water, you can do that.
But. All right, what do you got coming up? And then we'll do sponsorship and then we'll get into to our guests, if you know what I mean.
I got July 20th. I'm going to be doing a This Is Not Happening show in New York. Just announced today. Right now, actually, I'm announcing it. So... July 20th at the Village Underground at 10 p.m.
Right.
I don't know the lineup yet, but you can get tickets starting later today.
Are you recording it? Is that like is it a podcast or a taping?
No, it's just a live show where comics tell stories.
No, I know what it is. I've done it.
Oh, yeah. No podcast. Just a live show.
Cool.
I did it with you. It was funny. That was the night everybody on the show, like 70% of the people on the show were sober. Every single comic, except for Andy, was from Chicago doing drunk stories.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it was just a coincidence.
It was also, I think, booked last minute. Because I think I came down and said they were looking for people.
Yeah, that's how I got on.
We had a couple cancellations. Like,
that's the only way I get on my best friend's fucking show.
Yeah.
Right.
You fucking... I hope you do fall in love with a man. That's what I hope.
I feel the same way about Blackish.
The real feminine them, I could go for it.
Really? Like who? Like what kind of guy? Like, give me an example of someone we know that you would fall for.
No, no, no. I mean,
oh,
like,
I was going to bury you with that.
Like, I guarantee if you wrote this screenplay and made this movie, Oscar, all day.
It wouldn't have to be good. It would not have to be good.
You could film it on the iPhone.
I'd commit to it, too. I'd go 100% gay for any fucking anything.
I don't
want to
kiss,
a sandwich.
But I want to suck that D right off the bat. I'm going to suck it. I'm going to suck the man out of you.
I bet out of the three of us, out of the three of us, I think you would give the best blowjob.
No way, Sam.
No way. Sam's too selfish. Sam doesn't, he's not a giver.
Has Sam been pegged? Has he talked about that?
I don't think so. I doubt it.
Really?
I don't doubt that. He's been pissed on it.
Yeah, but who hasn't?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I wake up sometimes with people pissing on me, but that's just because I sleep outside.
Fang, have you been pissed on?
No.
Would you let a girl piss on you?
Who?
A girl. Hot girl. A girl hot you chick.
Would. You know what? I would.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
You let a chick punch you in the face?
In your bed?
In my bed? Probably not.
What about in the bathtub?
Maybe in her bed.
No shower. You're just laying in the bathtub, no water running. She just squats over you and just pisses all over you.
And... yeah, maybe. Yeah, you know what? I'll do it.
It'd be funny if you didn't realize you loved that, and like just right when the piss hit, you just fucking went from zero to hard and just came everywhere.
You're like, yep, that's it. I didn't know,
but
now I know.
Yeah, I'm all in.
I love those moments. The first time I choked a girl was like that. She kept asking me to. I was like, I don't want to. She's like, come on. And I just put my hand on it, like no pressure. She's like, no, you got to squeeze. And I squeezed. And I was like, oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
First 20 times I choked a woman, nothing to do with
they
human
died.
Sex.
They died in South Central LA.
Nothing even to do with sex. It was just a valuable lesson about sandwiches and sandwiches being made on time.
Fuck.
I said 3 o'clock. It's 3:02. That's 3:02. You know, that kind of move. All right. What other dates you got? You got the storyteller?
That's pretty much it. I'm going to Montreal for a week doing my storyteller show and some other shows. And then I go right from there to Dublin and then Edinburgh for all of August.
Oh, nice,
all of
man.
August you're going to be in Dublin?
Beautiful Scotland.
No, Edinburgh.
Yeah, oh, Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. Change is gonna be. It's going to be it's 8 hours ahead of here because I'm going over there and I'm going to London in August and it's 8 hours.
8 hours ahead of what, L.A.?
Yeah, it's five, I think, across... from...
So that means it'll be 8 p.m. It'll be an 8 p.m. show. Okay, I can finish that. My show's over at 7:30, so I'll just run home every day.
Where are you doing it? Pleasance or?
No, I did the Pleasance last time. I'm doing it at the Hive.
Oh,
it's
nice.
It's a pay what you want thing. So I'm gonna do more of a free fringe, so the people who are like brokesters can actually come.
Are That's you cool. doing? Did you get a co-producer or did you just do it on your own?
I'm doing my own. I'm having people help me, and I'm paying them just out of pocket, like straight fee, like. Help me with this. Here's some cash.
I need to do that. I love Edinburgh. That's such a fun fucking week.
Dude, it was so fun. A month.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait. I mean, I can't wait. I went last year with this not happening, so it wasn't as much pressure.
Yeah.
You were there a long time last time. Wasn't it you and Kyle? Kinane was there, wasn't it, right?
Kinane was there. Michael Che was there. Everyone I know who's gone, Weinbach, Mark Maron, Stanhope.
I love Kinane.
Everybody has hated it.
Yeah, I went one time. I think the time I went was when Maron was like a year divorced or something. He was in a dark place. I remember I saw him.
Mark Maron was in a dark place?
Darker than where he is now. I saw him at Giggles in Seattle. I opened for him. And then like 3 days later, I saw him in Edinburgh. And I was like, hey, man, it's me. And he was like, I don't fucking care. Like, it was just like.
That sounds like
nothing.
That sounded like
that. That's a good impression.
Yeah,
that was a really good impression. And it's also funny that he's like, I saw Mark Maron. He was he was suicidal. He was about to kill himself. We were hanging out at Giggles. And it's just such a funny word to sneak into a guy who's got a gun in his mouth. Andy, what do you want to plug? What dates you got coming up?
I'll be at the Dead Crow Comedy Club in Wilmington, North Carolina, July 23rd. Yeah, I'm excited about it. July 23rd and 24th, something like that. It's a Friday and Saturday. And then I'll be at the Bumper Shoot Comedy Festival in Seattle, Washington.
Oh,
Wilmington.
That's a music festival, isn't it?
Yeah.
I believe.
Oh, that's so exciting for you.
I'm stoked about it.
That's not the one at the Gorge, is it?
No, that's Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.
But Bumper Shoot's amazing because it's indoor in theaters.
Playing? Anybody cool playing at that, music-wise?
I think, like, Death Cab for Cutie or Tame Impala or something. But Macklemore is like the person they're boosting the most, which is bittersweet because I went to high school with him.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wait, with who? With who?
Macklemore.
Did you guys ever like have a thing?
He no, not really. We played on the same soccer team a little bit, but he was always kind of on another level than I was, you know.
What does that mean? In popularity?
Just out there-ness. You know, he was like a white kid that acted black and hung out with all black kids, and I was kind of like a skater kid.
Right,
you know?
Right, right.
We just didn't we didn't coincide. He dated older chicks and, you know, he was in a more serious world than I was, I think.
I heard somebody shitting on his thing about Don't Be Homophobic song, whatever it is. I like the Thrift Store song, but the Don't Be Homophobic song, I've heard gay guys go, oh, that's your stance?
I mean, everything he does is cheap.
When you were in second grade, you thought you were gay for a week?
No, he's very token-esque. He's the like the Macy's of activism, you know. It's all very cheap and kind of surface level.
What isn't?
But good for him. He got sober and then he became a billionaire.
Hey, that's what it's about, dude. Yeah, shit's about to start looking up, Ari. Wait till I got billions. Wait till I got a fucking This Is Happening. That's gonna be the name of my show.
Cut to Jason's rap album that's platinum on the charts in 5 years.
Wait till my show This Is Happening. And then I'm like, I'd love to have you on here, Ari, but I got too many fucking goofy looking Jews with different facial hair each week. I'd love to have you.
If you just like submit a story, I'd love to get you on.
Cool. Feng Chao would be a good get. Feng Chao would be awesome.
I've got some stories.
Feng Chao, do you guys all know that Feng Chao, his dad was the guy that stood in front of the tank in Tiananmen Square?
He was that guy?
He's got some great stories.
Do you think the guys in the tank were like, hey, dude, we're driving here.
They didn't even know what protesting was.
You idiot.
If it was on YouTube, it's just like the audio that's missing, but it's just a nonstop horn, like how black women honk. Like right when the light turns red, black women are the first people to honk the horn.
They're also
all the sexes and races.
Get out of here!
They're the first person to get the fuck out of their car if you honk at them. They will not let you honk at them.
They threw a water bottle at me and Ari, black women.
But I love black women, by the way.
Black lives matter, but
can I ask? I want to ask Fung a question. Do you have to be careful about what you talk about? On anything? Like, are you worried about that at all?
Me?
Like,
let's talk about Mao for a minute.
No. I'm not worried.
Like, they won't, like, nobody's, like, doing, like, reconnaissance on you. Because you go back home.
Yeah.
So you don't worry at all?
Not really. I don't.
Wait, shit on Mao for 2 minutes straight.
What?
Shit on Chairman Mao
for two straight minutes. Oh, shit on him.
He's a faggot. He's a fag. Fuck him.
Okay. Chow, what gigs do you have coming up? You want to plug or anything?
I'm at Ice House this Friday, July 1st. Opening for Eliza.
In the main room?
Yeah, in the main room.
Opening / watching her dog?
Well, you know what, Ari?
And that's a ballsy move to give a Chinaman your little dog, because he's going to eat that fucking thing.
Yeah, probably.
You should ask to see her tits.
I'll watch your dog, but I get to see those great tits.
They're the best.
Oh, really? Have you guys seen it?
Yeah.
I saw a picture of it.
I've seen
pictures, yeah.
All pictures? Oh, it's
all
pictures.
That's all I got to see. She definitely has great tits.
She sexted one asshole in like 2006, and that picture's been just fucking
circulating
the world. I think so.
Oh, man.
Yeah, probably all seen the same picture.
I haven't seen that. I've seen a tit pic, though.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, Feng Chao, you should, by the way, when she goes, hey, can you watch my dog while I'm on? Go, oh, no, if I'm here, I'm a comedian, and I'm not a caretaker, so if you want me to be a comedian opening for you, just treat me like a comedian. Find someone else to watch your dog. I just think that's proper respect.
And show me
your tits. See what she says.
Okay.
Jeez, he's going to get fucking kicked out of America.
How have you killed? What else you got?
The last weekend of July, I'm going to Madhouse in San Diego.
Oh, that's a good that's a show. Fun. Have you done that club before?
No.
Oh, you like
great.
It. It's great. I love Madhouse.
You smoke pot, Feng Chao?
Sometimes, yes. Now.
Oh, okay.
Why? You got a heavy handshakes from San Diego?
I just wonder if,
me?
A Chinaman gets into it.
Funny thing is when he smokes pot, his eyes get open real wide.
Yeah. It's tricky.
So it's tricky.
Stupid.
Yeah.
So dumb. All right, guys, a couple things
what
I want to plug.
T-Bow? What about you? You got some dates?
Yeah, I got some stuff coming down the pipes. Friday at 10 o'clock, I will also
I'll be at Hollywood and Highland.
Oh, yeah, you've obviously heard the show. And by the way, last week, thank you to everybody that came out when I sang the national anthem on Hollywood and Wilcox at 3 o'clock, Saturday, Sunday. A few people, I don't know if you heard the show, but there were definitely people standing around. Few people put their hands over their hearts, so thanks for coming to that. Next Saturday, I will be at Dave's, my buddy's house. Friday, I will be at the Ice House at 10 p.m. Tomorrow, I'm doing Crab Feast podcast, and next week, I'm doing Joey Diaz podcast, so some good pods coming down. And guys, I got a big military gig coming up. I'll be entertaining the troops over at ISIS. So I'm sure heads will roll. And then I will be at my alma mater headlining, doing the TED Talk at the Davidson School of Dance and Medicine, where I got my bachelorette's degree. So that is it for me, everybody.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that. A lot of cool stuff. I'm really excited about Dave's house, my buddy. I haven't seen him in a while. So that will be good. And then, guys, go to betdsi.com, use the code PUNCHDRUNK. A lot of cool stuff you can bet on right now. UFC 200 coming up, which I'm super excited.
Yeah.
All these soccer, you can bet on all the soccer. Baseball's going off right now. So there's a lot of cool things you can bet on. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. They get you 10 free bucks to bet with. Takes about 2 hours for you to get that 10 bucks. So don't sign up and then start tweeting at us like 900 of you have already done.
Well, I wonder if somebody bet on Iceland like at the beginning and they got like some crazy odds or something.
That's what we're all about. I mean, even when Cleveland was down 3-2.
Yeah.
Ari looked it up and we're like
3-1.
But when it was 3-2 on this show, when Cleveland won game 5, yeah. I'm like, take the odds.
Fuck, that'd be great.
Bet on LeBron. A lot of people did. Bet on LeBron winning at home, and now it's a one game series.
I mean, it was minus 3-1. It was minus 1600.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So you bet $100, you get $1,600.
Yep.
Fuck.
Yep. So and a bunch of people listened to us and went to bettsi.com and made money on that. So keep doing that.
I'm going on that when I get home.
And then Caveman Coffee. Go to cavemancoffeeco.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. Don't use the code Fighter and the Kid. These guys already have everything.
No,
why keep giving them more? Fuck them. We're going to fucking fight the fuck out of them. And they know it. And they know
Callen's
what's coming.
Callen's a Trump supporter, too. So that money's going right back to Donald. You know?
Oh, that's a great point.
That's a fantastic point.
Yeah. Don't give him any money.
I mean, Schaub's... I like Schaub as much as I like any kind of traitor or any kind of buddy that beats women. And the same thing with Brian Callen. Brian Callen, sure.
He cheats on his wife while she has cancer.
Sure,
just like that type of friend.
You're involved in sex slave trading. Whatever. Fine, you guys are doing weird things with all this caveman coffee money. But we want to pay our rent. I would like to get a heart transplant, which I desperately need. That ain't cheap. So use the code PUNCHDRUNK and not Fighter and the Kid. We are going to fight them very fucking soon. And
not
that
literally.
Saves you. Oh, wow. We got a whole plan.
Oh,
we're
going to
fight them.
Literally.
We are fighting them. And with our co-hosts, Tate Fletcher and Joe Rogan, are gonna also join in on the fight.
That's
and then
good.
Ari and I are going to come in for a victory lap. So do that.
Like
guys.
General walks in and like plants a flag.
Yep.
Like, we did it.
Yep, exactly. And then go to punchdrunksports.com. Like Sam said, if you want to write for us, we'd love to have you write. And click the Amazon link. If you're going to do any Amazon shopping, click the Amazon link off punchdrunksports.com. That helps us out a little bit. And as always, we appreciate all of that. And next week, to rebut everything that has been said, will be Tom Segura to counter everything that Bert Kreischer said last week. So I think we can really get a big podcast like UFC, like us versus Fighter and the Kid, you and Sam fist fighting, Segura versus...
My leg is better.
Yeah, when your leg's better, sure, of course.
My leg is better now.
Okay.
Ready.
Segura versus Bert Kreischer, and we'll see what other kind of people we can get to fight in there.
What are they gonna go with? Like me and Sam are doing MMA rules. No kicks to the head. I think.
I think they should have a hot dog eating contest.
That's what I was thinking. Hot dog eating contest.
Really?
Yes, that's exactly where I was going with it.
What's
I think that'd be great.
Ooh, sumo wrestling would be good too.
Ooh yeah,
I like that. Maybe they
maybe
have to
combine
eat
those things.
Yeah.
Maybe put hot dogs in their sumo suit, and while they're fighting them, they can eat each other's hot dogs.
You should get Fung in there, dude. That guy's he's strong as fuck.
Who would you want to fight if we had a big like UFC event? All comedians fighting each other,
fight
or podcasts
anybody you
fighting
want.
Each other.
Steve, anybody?
Anybody you would want
in
to fight.
In the comedy
in
store
the comedy,
community.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'll take down Stephen Randolph.
Okay. Whoa. Stephen Randolph, little buttercup. Be like water.
Little buttercup.
That's what he calls him, my peanut buttercup.
No, he's
Fun wants to
princess.
Be closer to Chelsea. That's why. He's jealous of their relationship.
You know what? No.
No.
No, I don't really. Yeah, Chelsea.
Is there a bigger liar at the Comedy Store than Chelsea Skidmore?
Of course!
Stephen Randolph.
It seems like 100 of them.
Mouth is a lie.
Jason. Jason's right here.
I probably do more than her. There's got to be 100.
Not magnitude of lies, but like amount of lie per word.
Absolutely. I mean, that works there?
You're talking about your co-host's co-host.
And comedian there, wow. Anything.
Man, I mean,
I like Chelsea, by the way.
I love
just
her.
Putting that on the record.
Me too, but it's like what she says is no relation to
Sarah Moussajabi.
Whoa.
She lies a lot?
Anybody arguing that?
I don't know. I don't know her well enough.
I'll argue that. She goes bigger lies. She goes bigger lies, but most of the things she says is, I like this video game.
So women are liars, is what we're saying.
Well, I mean,
no, there's dude liars, too.
They're dude liars.
I can't think of a single fucking one, bro.
Remember when Tony Hinchcliffe said he was going to be writing for Saturday Night Live within a year in the Youngstown Press?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In the Youngstown Press, yeah, yeah.
How did you guys track? Did somebody look that article up?
Because comedians are assholes to each other,
yeah,
and somebody
yeah.
found it and printed it out.
Dude, last night, Tony's like giving some...
Oh, that's the funniest
thing Tony's giving somebody
world.
A lecture last night at the patio. And, like, you know, at the comedy store, you just walk into conversations, you know, for little periods of time. So I walk up to Tony, and he's looking at that big billboard on the Andes, which is just some TBS TV show. I don't know what it is.
It's TNT. It's Animal Kingdom.
There you go. Look at that. Who would watch that? Who would want to be on that shit? I go, Tony, if they go, hey, you got a starring role in this TNT show, you'd be all over it. Oh, yeah. No, I wouldn't. Nobody's watching that garbage. I go, I'd suck a dick. To be a starring role on a TNT or TBS fucking show.
You'd suck a dick for an under $5.
I was going to say.
Let's be honest.
A tuna sandwich, I thought was where you were
going. Tuna sandwich.
Tony's still trying to cover up the dicks he's already sucked.
Dude, I would never be on anything other than HBO or Jeffrey Ross's lawn. You mean you wouldn't be on a TNT show?
That's a good show, too.
I'm sure it is. Everybody.
It's an adaptation of an Australian movie that's fucking amazing called Animal Kingdom. Same thing. But it's about like a bank robbing family, basically. It's great. It's fucking awesome.
I'd rather
die.
The
Australian movie has like, what's that guy, Ben Mendelsohn?
Oh, I just met him the other day.
Really?
I love him, man.
He's so fucking good.
I was backstage at Kimmel. Don got me into Kimmel. And
it's always fun.
It's always a blast. It just for the food alone, it's great.
Oh, God.
You know, I'm
so
shoving
good.
Little wieners in my pockets and fucking,
you know
what I
mean? These winners around, too, that are trying to be like, oh, you're so gauche. And you're like, oh, what?
Yeah, no, I know. I got fucking little cups of salad. I'm like, oh, that's the me, you too.
Put stuff in your pockets.
100% that's me.
Are you playing pool?
Yeah, you're playing. They got video games in there now.
People
so I'm
dressed up. It's like, fuck you guys. Enjoy this shit.
So one of my very best friends was in town, and we went to, so I thought, oh, that'd be a fun thing to do. So we go to Kimmel, and I didn't really know who the guests were going to be. And I love Bloodline.
Yeah.
Bloodline was incredible. And I didn't know Ben Mendelsohn was that Mindy girl was on, and somebody,
she's
I can't remember.
Hot.
I can't remember who the, I can't remember who the.
Kaling?
Yeah.
What a fucking idiot, dude. He couldn't even say it.
I love that that's how long that commitment lasted to that bit.
I was away from you guys, so I couldn't see a reaction.
Oh, that's so great.
Who would you rather fuck, her or Leslie Jones, or both of them at the same time is also an option?
I think Mindy Kaling used to be hotter.
They at least have the story of the three-way. But otherwise...
I bet Leslie Jones will fuck your dick off, though. Mindy Kaling seems like she'd be a little too, like, stiffy and just lay there. Leslie Jones will work you out.
if I started choking Leslie Jones, she would go like this.
She'd break your arm.
Yeah, I would not even. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Leslie. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I wouldn't even attempt. I wouldn't even attempt to try to choke Leslie Jones,
yeah,
even
so
in a sexual
like
way.
That, you're like,
I feel like there would be a moment where, like, you know, you're fucking Leslie Jones, and then she flips you over and she's pounding you, and then she's doing this move where she has your wrist and she's going, "Why are you punching yourself? Why are you punching yourself?" While you're fucking, and that's an intimidating move.
I think I would go for Mindy over Leslie.
Yeah,
why?
Me too.
She's
she went to an Ivy League school, you know.
In some ways.
His answer was she went to an Ivy League school.
Also, I've never had sex with an Indian girl.
That surprises me.
Yeah, me either. I had an opportunity. I fucked it up.
Why? Wait. How?
It's like one of those weird things that happens on Twitter where somebody's just like, "Hey, we should bang." And you're like, "I've never even met you." And then so I was kind of intimidated by it. She lived in she lived in Queens. And she was like, "Just come out to the spot." And I was kind of like, "What is this? What's this guy?"
You're gonna get
mugged, right?
Yeah, and then it turned out like eventually that like I met people that knew her and they were like, "She's cool," and I just had blown it. Now I have a girlfriend, so you know.
Now, Ari, I just want to set this up so I have to cut something off. In about 6 minutes, Mickey Gall is gonna call.
Oh, by the way, okay, that's cool. So we can talk about UFC once he calls in.
203, and he's finally going to fight CM Punk. So I'd love that.
So glad it's finally happening. Or hopefully
I think it's 203 or 204.
I am getting today at 6:15
an AIDS test.
No, I'm going to go online for Rams tickets.
Oh, are they not on sale yet?
No, they've put like a little lottery situation. So I'm in the second group of people that can get tickets today.
Kreischer just got four.
He did?
Yeah, cost him, I think he said $6,000 for four seats for six games. And then once it goes to the new stadium.
Six games?
That's got to be the season for $6,000.
Yeah, it is.
But what do you mean six games? Four,
oh, six
games.
They're in London
for one. That's one of their home games. And then they're somewhere else for another thing. So I think they're trying to like.
Yeah, my buddy, you probably know. Do you know Christian Duguay? Anyways, he's a comic. I think he just got four seats, too. Yeah.
I'm just going to try to get two.
Sure.
What's this for?
Because he's got a family. Kreischer's got it. He got it for the two girls, for his wife and two daughters.
Oh, yeah. So I mean, it would be a better, like, tailgate if you get, like, three or four people. You could actually tailgate with some people.
Yeah, you should bring Fahim to the Seahawks game. Just saying.
What?
Bring Fahim to the Seahawks game.
Yeah. I mean, can you tailgate with just two people? It seems like it's a three-person thing or more.
You'll meet a bunch of people.
You can tailgate and just walk around. Don't set up camp. Just walk around.
You guys should do like a punch-drunk tailgate.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to do that.
Oh, hell yes.
Hell yeah, we're going to do that. That's going to be a great place to pay off some bag of bets, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You got to walk up to like the other teams and talk shit to them. You got to steal something. What about if you got to rape somebody? That'd be a good bag of bets. You gotta try to get away with rape.
Jesus.
I mean, how long till you pay it off? Till the statute of limitations is up?
Yeah, then you admit 12 years later, by the way, I did it.
I think it can only be
lying.
Same sex, same on same sex. So you gotta rape a man.
I'm fine with that. What man would you rape?
What if you're a woman, though? Let's say a woman.
What?
Well, if you're a woman, you can rape a woman, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I feel like it kind of lightens it up.
What man would you rape? Sure. What man would you rape? In our circle of people that we all know.
I mean, probably Tony. Probably Tony.
Tony would be a great rape.
Just because I know even though he literally looks, he has to look up at me to see me, he does look down on me, and I want to rape him because of that.
He would fight back the way in those old, like, Western movies when the guy's kissing the girl, she's like, no, no, no.
Yeah.
Stop. You know, do you know there's like in Pale Rider, I think it is, Clint Eastwood just rapes a chick to get her to stop acting annoying.
See, that's a good, you mean the good old days?
He like literally, Jesus. There's like a woman who's just like difficult and Clint Eastwood just rapes her. It's
I know that movie. What movie was that?
I think it's Pale Rider.
When he's a ghost, sort of.
Yeah, like remember it's the town, it's the thing where he paints the whole town red.
Yeah.
I think that's Pale Rider.
That's called Pale Rider?
I think so.
Yeah, I know that movie, though. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, he just kind of grabs her to the barn and just, like...
beats her up and rapes her.
Yeah. Who would you rape, Ari? What man would you... if you had to pay off the bag of bets, what man would you rape? And I'm...
No, I've already thought about this. It's Feng Chao. It has nothing to do with who's here.
Me?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, I thought about this like a week or two ago.
Really?
Yeah.
He's flattered. I'm supposed to be
flattered? Yeah.
He's literally flattered. He's crying a little.
I mean, honestly, your feelings don't really come into play in this at all. Flattered or not.
And it's funny watching a yellow person turn red because it's kind of a
That's very nice of you, Ari. Thanks. But I do have feelings, but sure.
Who would you rape?
Yeah, I mean, we get to know each other later.
Who'd you rape? Steven Randolph?
Quincy Weekly?
No, you know what? I'll do Abby Roberge.
Oh, yeah. That's actually like a... if you were like, I want to fuck that dude. I'd get it.
Mine would also be Tony, just because I know that's not the first dick in his ass. So that thing's got a nice fucking way paved for me already.
Oh, yeah. Well, in that case, then, I would want to go Tony after you two have already been Tony. One, lubricant's already there.
Yep. A lot of cum.
And two, like, he ain't going to put up a fight after that. You know, he's just taking it.
Yeah. It's like going, like, eighth in a gang rape. They're just like, just get it over with. Keep spraying me down and get it over with.
Yeah, but while I do it, I would like to turn to my right and see Feng Chao getting raped by someone else. So as I'm raping Tony, I can imagine that it's me raping Feng Chao.
Wow, that's just some next level shit, dude. That's great.
Yeah.
Great conversation.
Now, let me say this.
Sports. We're a sports podcast, Feng Chao.
Exactly. We are absolutely a sports podcast. Is soccer the biggest sport in China?
No, ping pong is pretty big.
Oh, also destroying dissidents.
Yeah.
Ping pong?
What about drowning your daughter?
Oh. That's just an everyday, like... Yeah, it just happens.
That's
every
like
day.
Taking out the trash.
Yeah, that's called giving. That's called giving your daughter a bath. A forever bath.
Bass. It's bass.
Bass. Ping pong is the biggest sport in China.
No, it's not big.
I love ping pong.
I love ping pong too. And do not ping pong against a Chinese person is like playing basketball against like a 6'7" black guy.
Do you call ping pong? Ping pong in China?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, they call it football.
Joke
That's
of the day.
Joke of the day. Brought to you by BetDSI. Is it on television all the time?
Yeah.
Are there guys in China just like getting fucking laid left and right because of their ping pong acumen?
I would assume so. Yeah, I think so.
That's
too.
Fucking
yeah.
Dope.
Hey,
I gotta move
what's
to
up
China.
With the blur on the porn from China?
No shit.
Well, they just don't want to show the goodies. They're a little, the Chinese girls feel a little insecure with their, you know, body parts. No, I don't think so.
They
it's
don't
just
do
like,
porn.
They've already covered with muffs. None
is
of them
porn
shame.
Legal there?
Mm-mm. I think it's the government thing.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh.
Because it's huge if you get caught doing, like, pornography online and all those. Like you're
so
in
if they
big
blur
trouble.
You get around the rules?
Yeah, but I feel like, to me, it's like, if you blur those parts, it's still porn.
Like, did you guys hear that story about the Japanese businessmen that went, like, to China? It was like a literal, like, it was like, fuck you to China. They went to China, they rented out, like, a boardroom, kind of like in a hotel. What do you call that?
Conference room.
But the big ones.
Yeah.
Banquet hall,
yeah.
And they just had a giant orgy. We had, like, wedding receptions. Like, fucked a bunch of Chinese. Like, I heard this. Have you ever heard this story? Mm-hmm. They did it as, like, a fuck you to China. It was, like, a weird. They went to China and had an orgy in a hotel conference, banquet, whatever, hall, yeah. As a fuck you to China. I don't know what the real story
when
is.
When did it happen?
4 years ago.
It's really
Wait,
iffy with
just
the Japanese.
Orgy is a fuck you to China?
Because it's like they went there to fuck Chinese women in like a. I don't know. I think like you're not allowed to like prostitution and stuff like that isn't chill, right?
Oh, yeah. No, you're allowed.
But it happens all the time.
Pimps are not legal.
Oh, really?
True or false, Feng Chao?
Pimps are not legal.
Prostitution is legal. I've been to brothels in China.
Well, I've been there too. They say it's not legal, but, like, it happens everywhere. That's right. Just, like, it's not legal. You can't do that, but, like, there's
like barber
shop. Yeah, Yeah, pretty much. But for the Japanese thing, I went to Japan a couple of times. Or
do you like Japan? Do you like Japanese people? Do you have a contentious relationship?
The people there, they're really nice.
Yeah.
When we were trying to find some hookers, they were like, "Oh, you guys are Chinese. We're not gonna send like give you hookers, no matter how much money you get."
Why?
That's kind of like it's a kind of a thing that, they know. Like
they
all these Chinese people, you come to my country and fuck our women. No,
they don't. We don't want your Chinese.
It was kind of hard.
We don't want your Chinese dick and our Japanese clams. That's what they're saying?
You probably their sushi or whatever you call it.
Ooh.
Yellowtail.
Yellowtail.
Yellowtail. Like do they call it yellowtail? They should.
Whoa.
All right, what's happening? Another 9/11 situation going down? What are you looking at the sky so terrified for?
I'm just looking at my neighbor's windows.
Oh, that's not
cigarette butts into my fucking yard.
That's not creepy. Oh, is that the move? That's what happens a lot?
Yeah, they keep fucking throwing them in here. It's so annoying.
Oh, yeah, such highfalutin homeowner problems.
That's like, I've got gophers. I got a big gopher problem.
That's like one of the best apartments in New York. It's fucking crazy.
Thanks. Have you been to his place?
No, but I can tell from the location and the fact that he has a backyard that it's like literally like there's people that would... If I was in New York and I was going to move to L.A. and then that apartment became available, I would stay in New York.
Oh, wow.
This guy's place next to me is tremendous. He owns like the Westville restaurant.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Those restaurants are great.
Look at that.
Fucking wow. A.
I mean, it's manicured lawn. Everything's so nice.
Steal something. Steal something
vegetables.
Live on air.
By the way, this thing, you see this little thing here?
Trophy of some sort?
It's like a sculpture.
Yeah?
Anyway, some fan sent it to me, and I was like, okay, you know what? I know a place for that out in my yard. It's okay. And then probably 7-8 months later, Duncan sent me an email saying, hey, I met this guy who said he sent you a sculpture.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah? He goes, look inside. So the top comes off, and look inside, it's 28 grams of mushrooms.
Wow!
Yeah, but it's been out there for fucking 8 months, so it's all full of rusty water.
Why did he tell you that that was in there?
I don't know. I assumed they would look. I don't know. Maybe he didn't think I'd put it outside, but it's like they're
maybe
so
he probably
sad.
Told you, and you were just too stoned. Oh, I don't remember you saying that. Oh, you're an idiot. Who would put that
and
in a trophy?
That's possible. I'm not going to say that's not possible.
Who would put pot mushrooms in a trophy? Oh, you're an idiot.
Sounds like me.
It sounds exactly like you. Are you good at ping pong?
Very good.
You think you'd be Judah Friedlander?
I think so.
Is he amazing at ping pong? I mean, I know he's
yeah.
in the movie.
Really?
I mean, he's the best comic at ping pong.
Really?
I mean, he talks about like the type of spin control levels you get from each type of racket or cover.
Oh,
now,
really?
Let me tell you this. You
he
are talking.
Like a point two. He like knows the terminology.
You are talking to a guy that silver medal in the Special Olympics in ping pong, and well, the only reason I lost because I got beat by a chick with three arms.
Oh,
and
she
was banging, you know what I mean? That was some weird shit. I just couldn't get it past her. But silver medal.
What year was that?
78.
Oh, that's when the Germans boycotted.
Yeah, of course.
All the victory.
But I'd have beaten those women, too. I mean, it was the Special Olympics,
so
not the Olympics.
In this joke, you're in the Special Olympics in the female category.
In the 70s. And I got beat by a woman with three arms.
And the Special Olympics also include people with extra arms.
Yeah, you're up to date. You're up to date.
Oh, wow. I like
you're
this.
Up to date. She got the golden swimming, too.
Bungaloids.
Yep. She got the golden swimming, too. I mean, dude, she's fast. She has an extra arm.
Yeah,
it's not
like
fair.
Her
crawl stroke looks like it's a torpedo. Her crawl stroke is just a constant rotation.
Yep. And she's just a cartwheel machine, this cunt.
It's gambling in the front of her fucking riverboat body.
Are you sure that's not joke of the day?
He's on fire. You know what it is? It's the clean shaven. He's back to his old funny self.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, get more sun from the.
I loved your new 80 minutes. What'd you do? Like 80 minutes?
I think about that. Yeah.
Dude, you had so much, and I, you know, we all know each other's acts. We watch each other 3 or 4 nights a week. A lot of us. I know so much of your stuff, but there's so much shit in there that I hadn't heard. That I just thought was wonderfully funny.
Wait, did you release a new thing?
Did I release what? That was just a show to Netflix and Comedy Central and Showtime and see who wants to like pay for it.
You did it in L.A. this week.
Yeah, I'm going to do it in October in Cap City.
I missed you. And you're going to record it?
Yeah, at Cap City. I just don't know who for yet. Cool. And if nobody wants it, I'll just do a CD.
Yeah.
And where would you record it if nobody wants it?
Same thing, Cap City.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing it there no matter what.
I
might just, if nobody wants it, I might just film it myself and then try to get my money back for it. I don't really know. But either way, I'm doing it. Like, I'll be done with that material, move on.
Right.
In October. But that's what I'll do with Edinburgh, too, that hour, pretty much.
I got a whole new 30 seconds.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, I mean, I improv around for like 15, 20 seconds, and then I get into the nuts and bolts of my new 10-second joke.
Interesting.
But I'm shopping it around.
If you can tighten it.
I'm trying to sell it to ViewMaster. Remember ViewMasters? Yeah. Whoa, that's a hilarious new bit.
I saw a Spider-Man cartoon on ViewMaster.
Really?
This keeps going in a different one. Oh, those are great.
They should have porn ViewMasters.
They do.
Of course. They do
have them.
Oh, I know, yeah. Of course. What a silly
thing. They also they have a new like VR headset that looks like a ViewMaster.
That's
for porn. Really?
Oh, really? It's shaped like a ViewMaster?
Yeah, so it looks. You put your phone in it. It's one of those ones, but it looks like a ViewMaster.
Have any of you guys done those?
Yeah, I worked for a company in September that like did the whole, like I met everybody that does all that shit. It's
really?
Crazy.
Is
yeah.
it cool? I still haven't done them. The roller coaster
one. It's
sort
of cool, but it makes you like nauseous. It's not.
That's the older technology. I mean, the headsets are way
Set
better.
The guy
the
on
phones.
The take.
I just did it at the Samsung flagship store where they don't even sell shit. They
you
just
did the
have,
VR,
like, cool
the Gear VR.
Yeah, and it's just like it's just still not quite right.
Yeah, I know what you mean. They're going to get better, though. I think the best ones, like there's the games, which are where you get sick.
Yeah.
But they're going to have ones now where you can sit and be in movies. Like, not like you're interacting, really, but like where you're like looking around, you can see the whole. They're going to have comedy specials next year where you can watch like that.
Here's my thing. They asked me about that
That's
for
cool.
this not happening, and I've heard about it for like stand-up shows. The last thing you want for an audience member to do when they're watching a special is start going like this and like looking around the room and not at the comedian on stage.
Yeah.
It actively does not work for stand-up.
Hey, all right. This is Mickey Gall. Let me take this call and then we'll get back to this.
Yeah, let's get Mickey up. Don't put me on, include me.
I think I did it right. Mickey, you there?
Yes, sir. What's up, guys?
Fuck yeah. Yes, what's up? You're on the air with Ari Shaffir, who...
Good.
Just found a bunch of mushrooms. How are you, dude? You just got out of the gym right now?
Yeah, I just got out.
Now,
would you do some steps training?
No Conor McGregor movement shit. Just doing a little jiu-jitsu.
You're not doing the thing where you try to karate chop candles?
No. That's fire. Fire's dangerous.
See? And now you know. Now you know, kids. Congratulations for finally getting a date. Again, CM, who gives a shit.
When's the date?
September 10th in Cleveland.
He'll cancel. You know he'll cancel.
Dude, I hope not.
Are you afraid of that? Are you afraid of that, brother?
Yeah, it's a worry. But I really hope he sticks to this one. But yeah, it's absolutely a worry.
If he does cancel, is this the kind of thing? Now, is that 203 or 203, right?
203.
So USC 203, you are going to beat the fuck out of Mickey, out of CM Punk. And now, if that doesn't happen, have you gotten to a point where you're going to be like, just give me another fight because I'm sick of waiting for this guy?
Yeah, man, it's tough. It's also hard because this is such a nice fight, to build like my name and everything off it. It'd be kind of silly for me to like in the interim, people were saying, "Dude, just ask for a new fight." It'd be kind of short-sighted to do that.
Yep.
But yeah, if we gotta keep pushing it, like I would have liked to fight, once or twice by now. But if we gotta keep pushing it, then we'll see.
Yeah,
if you feel like Mickey, if you feel like you're gonna get rusty at all. You could get like sort of like an unsanctioned fight against Brian Callen. We could set that up at any point.
Absolutely, we could set that up for you.
Yeah, I know you guys got beef over there.
I mean, they seem to be getting.
I thought you guys had a pretty sound strategy.
We do. We absolutely do. And I would prefer you get your hands on Callen before Rogan and Tate Fletcher do.
Yeah, I'd be happy to help.
Excellent. You're in. Now, Mickey, since this fight is going to happen in Ohio against CM Punk, Is there any thought to, after you win, maybe throwing a little bit of Icky Shuffle in?
Oh, no. Didn't even think about that.
Or maybe LeBron James,
on the way in?
Maybe even LeBron James, like, clap your hands, and then all the cocaine goes flying all over the air. Whatever that is. I don't know what it is that he does.
Yeah.
Oh, you should definitely do the LeBron James with powder. Can you do that? Is that allowed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's
got to
be there, right?
Dude, I bet he would be there. Now, this is a huge thing for you, man, and I'm so proud of you, and it's so cool that you're a fan of our show, and then we're getting this budding relationship, because, dude, you're going to fucking beat this guy. I'm 100% positive. And it's going to put you on the map, and it gives you an opportunity, and have you thought about it, to say, in your interview at the end, train all day, punch drunk sports by night, all day.
You know what? That's funny. I was on Ariel's show yesterday, the MMA hour, and I was talking about you guys.
Yeah, I heard that. Thank you so much, bro.
Yeah, he was like, I think some of the Punch Drunk fans got in his shirt a little bit. They were like, he was like, yeah, man, they were coming after me. So, like I was giving him the exclusive. I was like, nah, man, Punch Drunk is theirs on Tuesday. If they came before that, of course I talked to them.
He also said
when I was saying he was on it, he said he's like, oh, Ari, I know Ari. I was hoping he was going to be like, yeah, I saw Steve at the Cow Fart Festival in Metuary, the 3rd to the 80th.
Oh, that would be September 80th. Dude, I would literally have heard that and watched it and probably simultaneously jerked off and cried and laughed all at the same time.
Is Ariel Holmes banned for life from the UFC?
No, I think he's back now, right? Is that right, Mickey?
I'm sorry?
Is Ariel banned or is he back now? I think he's back.
He's back.
Yeah.
He's back.
That whole thing's crazy.
He's back.
I mean, I know you can't say too much about the UFC now that you're in, but I don't want to put you too much on the spot before you ever even finally get a chance. Are you sick of this guy? I'm not saying he's ducking you, but there's a part of me that thinks the UFC saw this guy as a way to get eyes and views and pay-per-views, and then I think they put him in the octagon and got him in the gym, and they're like, ooh, man, this guy's not ready for some real jiu-jitsu coming at him yet. Do you think there's any truth to that?
He's definitely in trouble with me. You know, in the fight, I don't see it going anywhere but me just totally dominating him and just, you know, picking him apart, being real violent all over him, you know, stomping him around. But, I do get the move, though. And to be honest, you know, I'm looking forward to not being that CM Punk guy and, you know, start climbing and, you know, get, you know, I want to be a UFC champion and I plan on being that. So, you know, I think of my fight after this, I'll get closer there. My next fight, you know, I'm going to beat him, and then my next fight, I won't be that CM Punk guy anymore. I'll be start to become a contender.
Let me ask you this, Mickey. Now, you're a professional athlete. You're not some run-of-the-mill gimmicky guy. I mean, this is your dream. This is what you want. And you have a really realistic approach about your career. Now, that your first fight is a big fight that's going to really put a lot of eyes on you, which is cool. Let's play the tape through a little bit. You beat CM Punk, which I think that you will. What's a realistic two or three names that you would like to fight for your second fight? Like, you know, you're not going to get a title shot with your second fight, but what's a realistic fight that you got a boner for?
Oh, man, you know, I don't know. I'm deciding that. I think I'm studying people. I'm looking at it. I'm going to have a name. Once I beat Sam Punk and I'm on the microphone, I'm going to have a name and a place where I want to fight them. You know, they give me a shot with the mic. I'm going to have someone's name.
I mean, you definitely don't want to start. You don't want to start looking ahead, right? Isn't that like a
common mistake?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, to a degree. I'm not, you know, I'm going to be, you know, focusing. And you know what? I'm just trying to get myself better all around because he, I don't, like, there's no tape to go on with this guy. And I'm just going to force my game and just, you know, do my thing. Just make all, I'm just working on getting all my skills better. You know, I'll at least have a name going into that fight. Just like in my first fight, when I was fighting that guy, Ron Templeton, I had CM Punk's name in my mind for the microphone after. You know, it's easy to compartmentalize that and just, you know.
Is there any chance that after this fight, Joe Rogan's interviewing you and you call out Brian Callen?
Oh, oh my gosh, dude, man, that'd be funny. I think he's got to be around 170.
Yeah.
He's probably right around in that neck of the woods.
I know also the UFC doesn't let you advertise, do sponsorship on your shorts at all. So would you consider getting a tattoo of Punch Drunk Sports on your dick?
Ooh.
If they let me have my dick out, then hell yeah, I might as well.
That's Wait, are you planning
on not having your dick out at some point during the fight? That seems crazy.
I was thinking about wearing a cup.
Okay, all right. What about a tattoo right across like where your mustache would go that just says Punch Drunk Sports?
Yeah, I should get a little Punch Drunk tattoo.
Dude, I saw
a guy in
Venice Beach that had a tattoo where his mustache is. By the way, that sound is Ari urinating. We finally got a real caller, Ari!
I'm listening.
I saw this guy in Venice Beach. He had a tattoo right where his mustache goes, and right here it just said Pussy Eater. Hey, Mom, I finally met the guy in my dreams. He's coming home for Thanksgiving. Can't wait for you to meet him. Pussy Eater right across his mustache. What an idiot.
Yeah, he just decided he never wants to be treated like a regular person again.
Exactly. That guy's not going to get invited to his own mother's funeral. It's like, oh, no, fucking Larry's going to be here with his Pussy Eater tattoo.
Just can't have you here, man. I'm so sorry. Where are you from, Mickey? What's your story? Where'd you come from?
You're Jersey, right?
I'm from New Jersey. I'm from Greenbrook, New Jersey, born and raised.
And you want to give a shout out to your camp? Man. You want to give a shout out to your camp or anything also?
Sure. I'm Grayson, New Jersey. That's my main academy where I've been since I was 16. I trained with at the Miller Brothers, Jim and Dan Miller. Mm. Brothers MMA and American Top Team in Allentown.
ATT.
Pennsylvania?
Yes, sir.
Now, what do you want, again, visualizing this victory? And I know you'll take a victory when you can get a victory. And I know you can say, well, if I get his back, I'll take his back. Or if I'm going to get him on my feet, what do you want to knock him out or you want to put him to sleep? You want to break his arm the wrong way and hand it to him? Or do you want to kick this guy right in the throat? What do you want?
The way I see it going, man, I'm going to drop him with a big punch. Snap his neck back, go down hard, and if he stays awake, now I'm gonna pound him a little bit, and then if he gives me a submission, I'll take it. But I plan on cooking him, maybe tenderizing him a little bit.
God, love it. God damn it, I'm so excited for this fight. I'm just as excited for this.
Could you at all think about getting him in some sort of like anaconda vice or the arm trap elbow strike?
Gator roll. You know?
Yeah, the arm track swing neck breaker.
Maybe a suplex.
I'm working a lot of cool things. A lot of violent, painful techniques.
You should beat him in like some like WWF fake move though.
Yeah, the Koji clutch.
Camel clutch. Right? Put him in a camel clutch. You know what I mean?
DDT.
Or when he ever kind of gets you in a hold, like raise your arm and let it drop down and then raise it up again and then you're slowly coming back. You should beat him at his own fake game. Exactly. Like a Hulk Hogan move him.
I should jump off the top of the cage.
With an elbow?
No one's ever done that. No one's ever climbed up there when somebody's on the ground.
Jump off the cage and hit him with an elbow? That would be so hilarious. Mickey, who else?
Dude, there was a time when who was the redhead? I think Alan Belcher. He had a guy. The guy was going for a double leg. He couldn't get it at all. He went way too high to get it. And so he was just like had his neck in between Alan Belcher's like right around his dick, and Alan Belcher grabbed him around the waist, and the whole crowd just started screaming for what I think was a DDT, and like Belcher kind of like looked up, and was like, oh what, oh yeah, and then he went right back to it, and then he just kind of like flat body slammed him, but then everybody recognized that it was a setup for a great wrestling move, and he was like, oh, I can do this. I gotta find footage of that. Anyway, go ahead.
I was just wondering, how much of 203 has been announced already? Who else is on that card? And is there fights in there that you're like, hey, I'm excited to be on the card with some of these guys? Because you're really now going to be working with a lot of your heroes, a lot of people you idolize, which is a cool thing.
Yeah, the heavyweight championship that belt is on the line. Stipe is going to be fighting Overeem,
and that's in his home. That's in his hometown also. Yeah. So that's going to be an electric place.
Yeah, it's
you got to do LeBron. You got to do LeBron. That'd be so perfect there.
Say again?
I'm going nuts. You got to do the LeBron fucking
clap? If you come out in a LeBron jersey and you clap the...
That would be
If you come out with a LeBron jersey and you clap the powder before your UFC fight, that place is going to go bonkers.
You know, I can't wear the LeBron jersey, but yeah, you know, I'm seriously considering that the powder clap.
That'd be so badass, dude.
Right before I step into the cage. Oh, man, just get some baby powder in my hands. Oh, that'd be dope.
Dude, the place would go nuts. So the place would... And all those dumbass fans and City of Cleveland and people of Earth. Fuck CM Punk coming into this trying to be fucking like a real fight. This guy bleeds and has been training for this shit since he was, what, 14, 15? He's going to kick the fuck out of this guy. You come out there with that clap, it's going to get the whole city behind you and go, oh, fuck this guy. Fuck CM Punk.
Yeah.
Who
yeah,
else is on that?
Yeah, they like that.
Until you do that, that'd be so fucking.
Who
cool.
else is on that card that you that they've announced that you like, bro? So the heavyweight fight in his hometown's great.
I think Rothwell and Verdum.
Yeah,
ooh.
I'm looking at it. That's
also
true.
On that card.
And they just announced Jessica Eye versus Beth Cohea, whatever her name is, bitch. But
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Biche, isn't her name Biche?
BJ Penn is on
that. She's playing that girl from. She's playing that girl from Cleveland also, trains at Stipe's gym. I'm forgetting her name.
Jessica Eye?
Yeah, Jessica Eye.
Okay, all right. Yeah, man, and they'll throw another one or two on there. That's
the heavyweight title fight. That's already going to get a lot of views.
Yep.
You know, I was supposed to fight when on the heavyweight title, the first UFC fight I had. It was supposed to be 196, but then Verdum and Velasquez both got hurt. So it's cool, you know, I'm still getting that opportunity.
Yeah, if you can't figure out a guy to challenge after CM Punk, maybe throw out someone who people wouldn't expect, you know, kind of like Alistair. If he wins, they're like, I want him next.
That'd be funny.
Yeah. I'm moving up to heavyweight.
Challenge either challenge like a fucking really big heavyweight. Or somebody that's been retired a long, long time.
Yeah, Randy Couture. Say you want Couture.
Randy Couture.
Randy Couture at lightweight.
Right.
Yeah, everyone like, what?
I want Milenko.
You're not a coward. Lose the weight, you coward. And meet me at lightweight.
Yeah. Who's the guy that used to fight with one boxing glove way back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Art Fowler, I don't know. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like challenge one of those guys from like UFC 1 or UFC 2. Or challenge somebody who else that is not even in the UFC, like another WWF character or whatever. I want Vince McMahon. Challenge Vince McMahon next. Right? I want George Animal Steel.
Yeah.
Well, Mickey, whenever you're in LA, will you please come do the show? Whenever you're in town, standing invitation. We'll go get lunch. We'll hang out, and we would love to have you on this show. Please keep calling back. I'm really rooting for you very much. I welcome all Punch Drunk fans and all UFC fans to get behind you because I think you're going to have a really, really great career, and you're such a cool guy, man.
Do you not have a nickname?
Thanks, guys.
Yet?
I appreciate it. No nickname, man. No nickname.
You're just never going to go for that?
I don't know. I guess the right one came. A couple of the guys that trained with, they were calling me Handsome Mickey Gall, but I don't like that kind of guy.
Yeah, also because you're so ugly.
What about Mickey the Gallbladder?
Oh, the gallbladder.
That should be a move, like you just rip people's gallbladders out with your bare hands.
Yeah.
And take a bite of it like an apple.
Hey, if the Punch Drunk fans want to come up with one.
There you go, Punch Drunk fans. Submit all your names at Mickey Gall. It's just Mickey Gall, right? At MickeyGall, right?
Yes, sir.
At Mickey Gall.
They hit me up. They're cool, man.
Yeah, man. The Punch Drunk fans are the best for people that most should be in jail or rehab.
They got Helwani shirt a little bit. They had him a little shook, a little nervous.
I love that, dude. See what you guys did? You guys got in his head, and I love it. So submit your at Mickey Gall, Punch Drunk fans. Submit Mickey Gall a nickname for his UFC debut, where he's going to kick the living fuck out of CM Punk, and I can't wait to see it, dude. I'm proud of you. Keep working as hard as you're working, and I'm going to really enjoy watching your career, bro.
Thanks, guys. Hey, do you want to ask me a question and hang up on me?
Of course I do. What's your least favorite race?
Don't
hang up on him. That's something you shouldn't hang up on.
No, you're right. God damn it. I should have not hung up on him.
What are your least five favorite things about Dana White?
Yeah. Name me eight things about Dana White that you hate. Well, guys, I never would say that, but hello? Are you going to hang up on me?
How about this for a t-shirt for him? Because you take the word gall, and it's like, you know, the gall of this guy. And just have, like, a bunch of, like, old Jewish and rich ladies, and him just, like, going to town on a buffet, and they're all dressed rich, and like, oh, the gall. And it's just, like, a cartoon version of him.
I like that. Dude, how cool is that this guy fucking calls into the show, and he's a fan of the show? I love it. I'm really rooting for him. I'm going to make this announcement. Top three favorite UFC fighters, Mickey Gall. Currently for me.
He's all top three for you?
Top three right now. Favorite UFC fighters. He's yet to fight in the UFC. He's yet to fight
on the Wikipedia page, when you go to like Wikipedia UFC 203, it says Alistair Overeem. It shows all these fights. Of the 6 fights that are on there, 12 fighters, there are 3 fighters who don't have pictures. Wikipedia links on there.
Oh, sure.
Just in black.
A lot of times you go to some of these guys in the UFC.com, they don't even have their picture up. I'm like, how does this guy have a contract with your organization? You can't find a fucking photo of him?
This kid has license.
You can Google all of the people on this show right now, and probably hundreds of photos come up.
I don't have a Wikipedia page, though, I don't think.
I don't have one either.
I don't think.
They're stupid. Wow.
But people do them for people. Did you know that?
They used to. Yeah, I had one, and they got taken down. And the reasoning was not relevant enough.
Too many dick pics?
I mean, somebody had to go in there and delete it, actively work to take it off.
All right, I got an idea for some new merch.
What's that?
Belts.
By the way, I love how quiet these guys got when we had a UFC fighter on.
It always happens to us.
I'm here to talk about soccer.
We are, which we I would
also,
like to
I don't
get
know
into.
Any, I don't know anything about UFC, so
because,
I'd be
well, yeah, but I had to take
worthless.
That call because that guy's so cool. He's a big fan of the show. And,
no, of course.
But here's what I've gotten into this week, all right? And we were talking about this a little bit on the phone yesterday, you and I.
Glass anal beads.
Danger.
Close. Very, very close. Very close. I've been making anal beads out of barbed wire.
Okay.
Oh, how are those selling?
Not selling good. Going in, a blast.
His Etsy
coming
shop.
Out, not so good. No, the nationalism. And all of these great dances and choreographed things with all of the fans in soccer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Iceland thing, the
that thing's
Ireland,
terrifying.
Ireland,
that was great.
The Samoans and all. It's absolutely intoxicating. It's captivating to watch these fans be so fucking supportive.
Well, 10%, what is it? It's 8 or 10% of Iceland is at the games.
Really?
Yeah, it's something like that. Or they bought tickets. I don't. It's,
yeah,
it's,
because what are you talking about? It's a country with what?
300,000.
I was
going like
to say yeah, half a million maybe ish. Yeah. So you get 40,000 people at a stadium.
Have you been to Iceland?
I'm going, but I have not yet.
Really?
I've been. It's great. They all speak English.
You got to see the. Did you see the Northern Lights when you were there?
No, maybe I did. I don't remember.
It's like one of the most common places where you can see.
Yeah,
it's
awesome. See, I want to do the hot springs too. You've been there, Andy?
Yeah.
Wow.
You're very well-traveled.
Did you buy your ticket to Edinburgh yet?
Yeah.
Because there's a great stopover flight. You can fly, stop in Reykjavik for a couple nights. Iceland Air, like, lets you get off the plane for a couple days without charging you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where all have you been?
Back. I don't have my way back ticket yet, and I'm going to go through, like,
do that.
England stuff.
Yeah.
Chow, where all have you been other than, like, the Orient, other than around? Have you been to, like, Europe
the
a lot?
Orient.
Have you been to, you know, because that includes all of that fucking whole area. Because you've been everywhere. China,
have you been
Japan,
to Western China?
Laos.
No.
You've been to Mongolia?
Mongolia?
Russia.
India.
No. No.
General Tso's area.
Bhutan.
Where the South General Tso's chicken, where that started, that what the joke is, are we? No, I've never been there. Now. No, I didn't travel. Like, I didn't travel in China a lot. That's one of the things that I really regret.
Well, it's such a big country, though.
I've been to Hong Kong.
How was that?
I feel I didn't really.
Is that your first taste of freedom?
Yeah. Huh?
Too white for you?
Yeah. I don't like it. It's just like Beijing, but like another city with a lot of people. I didn't really care for Hong Kong.
Have you guys seen this, Andy and Feng Chao especially? When you go to other countries, just because Tiba, I don't know how many you've been to, but like
He's not allowed to travel.
Why?
When you get to the big city, like Shanghai, like Beijing, not like Hong Kong, you just almost like it's the same no matter where you go.
Right.
Melbourne, Sydney. Yeah. It's just like, it's just a big metropolis.
There's different things, like Latin America is obviously way different than Europe. Like, there's those differences, the way you see,
that
like...
That scares me. Latin America probably scares me more than any other part.
It's not...
Mexico City.
Great. Mexico City's awesome.
Rio.
And I found out that Mexico City has tons of stand-ups. I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Cisco knows about them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
He runs a show out there. I want to go.
I want to fucking go down there. But they do it in Spanish. That's the problem. I don't speak good enough Spanish.
Yeah, then there's that.
I keep getting all these death threats recently because, I don't know, somebody in Mexico found my Amazing Racist videos. It happens all the time. And,
every four years, you start getting death threats again from your Amazing Racist video.
Once every 9-10 months.
Oh, that often.
Yeah, and then it goes away. It could last for about 2 months. Then it goes away. Then
death threats?
9-10 months after that, it starts up again for a couple months.
What if El Chapo found it?
How many of those are Tripoli? I'll say it again. I can't remember. Thank you for reminding me. El Chapo, we haven't forgotten about you, fuckface. You want a piece of punch junk? Email me at arithegreat.com.
No, that's not me, El Chapo. That's
Jason.
Ari
Jason relapsed.
El Chapo, don't believe that. That's not me.
Jason's been relapsing by cutting his foot and sticking it in a Tupperware full of vodka.
Will that work?
Yeah, I guess so.
If that works, then that doesn't count the way I see it. Anything that goes in my ass doesn't count as a relapse either.
A perforated condom full of tissue balls soaked in vodka.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about booze. I was mostly thinking about cum. I relapsed on cum. What were you just saying, Ari? Oh, you're talking about traveling.
Yeah. I just get that metropolis feeling. It's not as good. Even Bangkok, it was like, oh, this is fine, but it's just a big, dirty city. And then you go outside of Bangkok to other places, and you're like, oh, now we're in Thailand. You know, I get what you're saying that in terms of that for Hong Kong.
I think you got to find the neighborhood still. You know, like Mexico City has the Condesa, which is like their East Village. London has like East London. You know, like there's definitely different vibes. I haven't been that many places. I've just been to Latin America.
Oh.
And then I've been to Iceland and England.
In Iceland, yeah. Yeah, you get a little bit like in Beijing, you get the hutongs, which now it doesn't feel like a big city anymore.
Yeah, they took away the hutongs, like... Like, they're trying to take all of them because they want to, the government wants to build more, like, skyscrapers, those taller
Build more
buildings.
What?
Well, what? What'd you say?
It says skyscraper.
Oh, skyscraper.
He said skyscrapers, though.
It was skyscrapers.
Right? Skyscrapers.
It was skyscrapers.
Which is a winery in the sky.
It is, dude. God, I wish I had lived in a skyscraper.
Skywine.
Skywine.
Wouldn't it be fun to be that kind of alcoholic, like in a hot air balloon?
Dude. See, the problem is,
like, Downton Abbey rich.
I romanticize, and you know as well. I can romanticize, like, yeah, that's how, in my head, that's how I was drinking.
Yeah.
I'm just classfully drinking a glass of wine and talking about my memoirs. But the truth is, I'm
smoking a
like,
Marb 100, drinking red wine and Diet Coke.
I've been Jeff Richards' trunk, fucking siphoning booze out of a fucking, you know what I mean? One of those turtle fucking water things that Bert Kreischer's afraid of.
Camelback,
yeah. For some reason, Bert Kreischer last week said he's afraid of straws. And I'm like, why are you afraid of straws? And he's like, I don't know, man, it's the putting that thing in your mouth and then sucking in it and then liquid coming out. I'm like, it sounds like you're afraid of dicks.
Homophobia.
He goes, yeah, man.
Deep-seated homophobia.
He can't get the maximum amount of grams of sugar into his mouth at once. Like you can with open mouth. Team Segura.
Quite possibly.
Wow. You fucking rocked him, dude.
Now, do you play soccer? I know you play basketball.
I don't anymore, but I enjoy playing soccer.
Do you play Shaolin soccer?
No, in China, they call it football.
Football.
Yeah, we covered this already. Yeah. Is that a callback, Ari? Yeah.
Football.
Oh, but I was also the L's I was making fun of this time.
That is a callback.
Fallback.
Yeah, I play soccer, but I haven't played for a while, but I enjoy playing soccer and not football.
I think it's like really catching on in America finally. A little bit.
For sure, it's starting
third most attended live sport.
Second only to football and basketball.
Baseball
more than basketball, huh?
I think so. Basketball doesn't sell well.
Baseball doesn't seem like it does either. There's a lot of empty seats in stadiums, but those stadiums are bigger than basketball stadiums.
Regular season basketball.
Copa America was huge, and that what's that football team in Mexico that calls themselves something America.
Oh, Club America.
What is it?
Club America.
Club America. Yeah, they massive amount of fans in their in their stadiums.
Any of the top five teams in Mexico could sell out a stadium pretty much anywhere in America.
Wow. And the thing about that is, it's like you get a stadium because Mexicans love to have kids. You get a stadium full of 80,000 Mexicans. By the end of a soccer game, you got 97,000 Mexicans leaving that stadium.
They do have a short gestation period.
Oh, yeah. It's like if you get a Mexican woman pregnant, in like 8 days she has a baby. It's like how chickens are with little chicklets.
I'm going to go see Chivas versus Arsenal at the end of the month. I'm stoked.
Really?
Yeah, they're playing in L.A.
At the Home Depot place?
Yeah, Home Depot.
Hey,
StubHub.
Hey, who has the Yid Army? Who's the Yid Army?
That's Tottenham.
Tottenham.
They're called the Yids. Yeah, you should do it. Even though that's that's like my rival team in London.
Who's your favorite soccer team?
Arsenal.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I got jumped into a team in Scotland. They're like, I'm not really a fan of soccer yet. They're like, well, why don't you be a team of the fucking Yids? They didn't tell me who it was. And then I was like, yeah, I'll be a fan of that. And then somebody else goes, oh, no, their rival is the Yids. You should be a fan of the Yids. And I was like, well, too late.
Arsenal.
Arsenal. Yeah, I'm an Arsenal fan then.
But no, Arsenal's the rival team.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Arsenal's the rival team. So Tottenham Hotspurs is the Yids.
Yeah.
So that should be your team.
Okay, I'll go with that.
The racism in soccer.
Insane.
They
used to throw bananas. Yeah, there's literally on almost every single in almost every single soccer stadium in Europe, there is a sign that says "Say no to racism." Like they have to remind the fans.
That's the best. Can you imagine if like every time Brian Moses went on stage and tried to rain in bananas, it would be everybody would be fucking losing their mind over it.
Plus, the open micers do that show. They'd be like, "Oh, finally we eat."
Yeah, no shit. It'd just be a bunch of people picking up bananas and putting
nobody
them in
would be even offended. They'd just eat
Here's
for the first
the problem,
time of day.
With not using racism, when you want to hurt somebody emotionally, and you don't know enough about them, racism is one of the best ways to do that.
But the problem is that
if I know Mike Krzyzewski lost his son in a car accident, and I'm a UNC fan, I'll be like, let's make a chant about that car accident.
Or everybody jingle car keys.
Have they done that chant?
No, he didn't lose his son. But they did that with somebody else, I think.
That's
like
great.
With assistant coaches and stuff. But like without that, if you don't know that information, racism's a great way to get there.
And racism, if you're just goofing, racism's funny.
But the problem is that they do it to their own team player. They do it to their own team. That's the...
Oh, really?
Yeah, really?
They're so racist over there that they threw bananas at their own players.
What?
Yeah.
Maybe they were so racist they thought this is what they'd want. You know, they love bananas. Let's give them...
Maybe they're like, you need some bananas so you don't have any cramping.
I can't cosign.
It's got a good beta carotene in there.
Plus monkeys love bananas.
The fuck was it? They're so racist, but then like when it comes to their national teams, you will see them get very non-racist.
Really?
Yeah, like fucking Sweden has black guys on it.
No, there's not a black guy in Sweden.
Yeah, his last name's Olsen.
Oh, of course it is.
With a line through the O.
Yeah, Olsen.
Olsen.
His last name is Malm Bedstand or whatever. I was trying to make an IKEA joke. I couldn't get there.
Sometimes you need a laptop.
I gave up.
Some time.
But they're so racist. But then you'll see like Germany is like half Turkish people now. It's like they really know that they need to diversify to
there's
make it work.
So much money in soccer too.
So much more than any other
sport.
Of these sports. Yeah.
I mean, just for the rights to trade somebody, they'll be like, you know, they traded him and they gave them $77 million to the fucking club.
Wow.
For the rights to somebody.
The wages are like, you know, $130 million contracts, shit like that.
It's crazy. It's just nuts. Yeah. And then the endorsement money. I mean, those guys are, you thought Jordan
That's why
was a
Messi,
god.
I think, like, people don't realize why Messi is retiring from international play because, A, you don't make any money. B, you have to play with a team that you just don't have any affiliation
chemistry,
with anymore.
Affiliation,
yeah,
right.
Because, like, Messi lives in Barcelona. He's lived there since he's 12. He has to fly to fucking Buenos Aires to train. Like, he doesn't want to do that. He's not winning. He's not winning. He doesn't live there. I just don't think it's worth it for him.
Yeah, it's kind of like if there was an if the NBA was going on, and then LeBron James just got a championship, so you play an extra 2 months, and like, hey, we want you to play in the Olympics, and then we want you to play in the World Cup, and then we want you to play in the Mexico versus USA tournament, and then you got to go to fucking Japan and play in, you know, it's like there's 97 soccer tournaments going on at all times,
yeah,
it feels like.
There's literally, I think, 2 months. There's 1 month this year that those guys aren't playing. They're going to play because they all those leagues in Spain are going to start up in August. So
they're
going to
imagine how much pussy all those guys must get.
It's insane. And it's crazy. It's like back a yacht, Wolf of Wall Street level, you know, just perfect. They, not a single hair.
Like
but,
they when they don't Uber X, they don't fucking do the they Uber helicopter.
Literally.
They, just, they push the button. It's like, I want a helicopter to come take me to fucking Denny's.
The funniest racism, I think, in soccer, though, is like when you go to some place where there really isn't any diversity, and so they actually are racist against somebody who's just a little different, you know?
Like where?
Like Argentina. Like if a guy kind of looked Bolivian, you know, they'd call him the Indian and stuff, you know?
Really?
They'd make him not, like, you know, back in the 70s.
That
would
even
make
be
him
offensive.
Use, they'd probably make him use, like, a different bathroom or something, like, you know?
Right, right, right.
Because everybody, like, who's on the team probably looks like some blonde Fabio motherfucker, and then there's this one dark-eyed small guy who's, like, from northern Argentina. They just treat him like shit because of it.
Yeah, that's like me being, like, growing up in Indiana and with my last name. They're like, what are you, French-Canadian, you faggot?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I am. Cool, man.
You weren't allowed to play team sports.
Cool, bro. We'll keep that we don't play hockey around here. That's cool. I don't really play hockey either. I thought so. Thought so, dickhead. It's like, you're not even really insulting me.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I guess. Just don't throw bananas at me.
Did you guys want to talk about the Euro? It's pretty,
yeah.
pretty exciting.
Yeah. And Copa America, too.
Copa America is garbage. It's a fake tournament.
Yeah, but everybody seems so fucking into it that
it's
I started to get into
it. Stupid Americans don't know. Like, they don't understand. You know, like, when your girlfriend gets excited about the playoffs, and so then all of a sudden she's, like, rooting for the team in a way where it's,
you
like,
mean the Super Bowl?
Yeah, yeah,
the
that kind
of
thing.
The one game that girls care about?
America is that girl when it comes to soccer. Anytime it comes around to some kind of nationalistic, like, rung of a ladder, like, oh, we can root for an American team, and we're always garbage, and we have shitty fucking... I hate American soccer, if you can't
in
tell.
In New York, everybody roots for the team that their ancestors are from. So, like, there's a waitress at the stand, at the cellar, who's Chilean origin.
Yeah.
So she, like, super roots hard for Chile.
I get that.
Now, it's not a bad tournament in the sense that the quality of play is horrible. It's just it doesn't mean anything. Euro means something. Copa America is actually literally, like, it's a hybrid tournament this year. It's usually the Gold Cup and then the Copa America. Because you play for your continent, right? That's what these tournaments are.
Sure.
Every 4 years, there's a continental playoff, and every four years, that's the other 2 years of that four
right.
years.
Like Winter and Summer Olympics are staggered
yeah,
2 years.
Yeah, it's the World
The
Cup.
World Cup. And that's the fucking what matters.
Yeah.
If you can win anything, it'd be the World Cup.
And I don't think, I think when Messi says he's retiring, I think he won't play in any more of these tournaments, but I do think he'll play in the next World Cup. I'm almost positive.
Do you root for China in the World Cup? When it happens.
What?
When the World Cup's going on once.
Yeah, they only made it the last one. Not the 2 times ago in South Africa.
Yeah, we made it once and we sucked.
Would you get a Chinese World Cup, Chinese national soccer team jersey and wear it with pride?
I would.
All right.
I would. I'm proud of being
Chinese.
The
funniest thing was when North Korea made it to the World Cup in 2010.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
They told everybody in the they were like, hands down, we're gonna win this. Like, we interviewed about it. Like, they were just lucky to even be in there. And they were just like, when they'd go into interviews, they'd be like, we're excited to win the World Cup. We have no fears. And they were in the same group stage with Brazil. It was like the cutest thing in the world. Like,
I love that though. I love if you commit to something. I love, you know what, Chow, you're a great example of this. Where it's like, you know, you meet this guy. He's a new comic. He's a new door guy. Probably been doing comedy 5-6 years. I'm going to be the best comedian you ever did see. You will see one day I'll be the number. I love that kind of fucking confidence. Why wouldn't you think you're going to be the best at something you're doing? Just because there's other people that are the best right now. Why shouldn't Mickey Gall be like, I'm going to string off a couple of wins and I want that belt. I'm here to take a belt. Just because I haven't fought yet.
What are you doing there? You're not even trying to be the best in the world.
What are you going
to
go like, man, I'm just happy to fucking have a UFC contract. I don't really care if I win or lose. You're already fucked if you're thinking like that. You should go into a tournament being like, We have this mentality where we're going to win. We know you think we're the underdogs. We don't really see it that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice when they actually have some talent. North Korea wasn't like they literally. And that's the thing with Iceland is like Iceland's interesting because it's fun that they are such a small country and it's fun that they are beating the odds. They don't play that interesting of soccer. Like you have to at some point care about what you're seeing on the field. You know what I mean? Like it's not fun when a bad team wins, right?
Right.
Didn't they just beat England?
Yeah, and they're fun because they're basically what they're doing is they're playing like the miracle team 1980. It's like they're playing the best they can play with those people.
Which that's entertaining too. Yeah. And that's why they love getting behind it. That's why ESPN, TMZ ESPN as I call it, gets a boner for something like that. Because
are you shitting?
Almost.
Oh boy.
This is great.
I mean, I just sat down, but yeah.
I love that soccer talk makes Ari shit.
All right, you know what I was saying is one thing we should get for merch is, and it's not that expensive to get made, I don't think, Ari's belt. We'll get a belt made, and it'll just say Punch Drunk.
It's like, so gross to watch the back. Your throat kind of expand when you push. It's
oh, God damn it.
It brings you back. It brings you back to the animal that you are, you know, like just watching the actual biological movements of your muscles.
It's like when you're watching a baby, like if you're holding a baby and all of a sudden they get that face and you're like, uh-oh.
They turn all red.
This baby's clearly red. Shitting his pants while I'm holding him
right
now.
I think it just started to smell in here. That's how bad this shit
That's
is.
That's how cool this computer of mine is from 2013.
Hey, so what should we be looking for the rest of the Euro Cup?
Well, we want to root for Iceland. I can't tell if you're going to like do some weird thing where you show us your
he
poopy.
Will. He will. It's inevitable.
Iceland will be cool. It's going to be very hard to beat France because France is the host nation. They've been playing really well. That's their next game on Sunday. Germany, Italy will be like two classic powerhouse teams going up against each other.
Germany's the reigning World Cup team, right?
Yes.
And so, I mean, they're not much worse than they were during the World Cup.
It's basically the same team.
Yeah.
But they, you know, I don't like watching Germany win because it's Germany. It's like watching like a really well-oiled machine work. It's not very interesting. The two teams that are, I'm excited. Well, I'm excited about Belgium. Belgium's in it.
Why?
Because Belgium just is a really good team, and they're like kind of a forgotten country, but they've been really good for a couple years now. They have some really interesting players. They have Eden Hazard, who was the best player in the EPL, and they have, the English Premier League, which is arguably that and the Spanish League are the two best leagues in the world.
Uh-huh.
Two best
just pro leagues.
Like you can't, I mean, it's the combination of the best players in the world with the most money backing it. I mean, it's insane. It literally can move nations. Like,
and that's what Chelsea United is?
Chelsea FC, yeah.
Who has more money, Chelsea United or Chelsea Handler?
Chelsea FC. Yeah. Chelsea FC is probably worth, it's got to be upwards of $5 to $10 billion.
It says like Chelsea and then the Yankees are like neck and neck every year.
Yeah. There's a lot of fucking money in there. Barcelona, I think, is technically the richest team in the world.
Man U's got
Barcelona.
A shitload of money too, right? That's the Tampa Bay Bucks guy.
Man U. And Liverpool's owned by LeBron's got some money in Liverpool. I know that. But and the Rams guy owns Arsenal now. So Arsenal probably will play some things in that new stadium when it comes over.
Oh, that's cool.
But so Belgium is just a cool team. They're good. They're fun to watch. They're an underdog. They're doing well. They could win the whole thing. And there's this kid De Bruyne on it. And he's this redheaded, just like kind of Pele Messi-esque talented young guy. There's also a guy named Fellaini who has a bleached afro, which is
God. I thought you were gonna say asshole. I'm so used to Sam on this show. I was positive you're gonna say he has a bleached asshole.
But the other team that's an underdog and is also interesting is Wales, who made it for the first time, and they're killing it. And they have arguably one of the best players in the world in
tiny country.
What's his name? The Wales guy plays Gareth Bale. Gareth Bale, who plays for Real Madrid, he's one of the most valued players in the world. Mm. And then they have an Arsenal player, Jack Wilshere. I think it's Josh Wilshire. I might be getting him mixed up with this other one. Anyways, but they're a good team. So we're in the quarterfinals right now. So we have
is this elimination one game elimination.
It's alone? Been elimination. It was round of 16 this last weekend, and this week it'll be the quarterfinals. And there's game Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
But there's no like play three teams in your thing, and the best that's of over. The three, the best that's of the four over. Teams move forward. So best two of the
that happened. That started June 10th.
So does one get one game a day from Thursday to Sunday?
Yeah,
and
then at noon.
And then
I think
and then we're down to a final four going to next week.
Then we're at the semifinals. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
I do like in terms of playoff systems the way they do that in soccer, football, whatever, and the way they do it in the World Cup, where it's like it's not just you're in the tournament, you lose, you go home, or even best of seven series. It's like you play everybody else in your group. Best two teams.
That'd be such an interesting way for American sports teams to play their playoffs.
The NFL especially. Yeah. Because now, let's say you lose by a field goal your playoff game. Now you're rooting damn sure against like the Patriots to lose by a touchdown so you can move on. You know what I mean? Yeah. That would make it really interesting.
You get saved by another team losing badly.
A rival team saving you would be great because now you got all these Patriot fans that are rooting for the Steelers.
Yeah.
So they don't get eliminated.
Yeah,
that
we
would be very interesting.
We only have that when it comes down to wild cards, right? Where it's like a game decides your fate.
Yeah, the NBA
like
has
a game you're not, but like a game you're not playing in can decide your fate. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
That's what's interesting because you'll watch at the end of a soccer tournament. Well, they'll be playing a game, but they're also really invested in this other game because if that team wins and sends that team down, they get to go up. But if they, you know, that kind of stuff is happening.
Yeah, towards the end of the football season, it's like we need to win and a Pittsburgh loss, and then move forward.
Yeah.
It would be interesting. Let's say baseball. So you have four teams. Now it's five teams in the playoffs. If you had to play each of those other teams once, and then the best four teams or whatever, just move forward and then play best of seven series. I mean, that'd be fucking cool.
Yeah.
One game against every other team.
How long is this shit?
Oh, I go for a while.
Now, are you taking...
comfortably.
Here's how I work. I have one initial large shit, which is usually around 3 to 4 feet of just pure solid grain. It looks like a healthy dog. And then I have residual kind of whatever it's left. Is that what you're working with? Or
no.
Is it
let me guess what he's working
with.
Is it
a dripping stream of diarrhea?
He sits down and it's about a pint and a half of blood. We start out with like a pint and a half of blood.
You're not going to shit on... Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yep.
That's my balls. That's okay.
Oh! Stop! You got the balls of a kangaroo.
Yeah, you have such low balls.
That
didn't
look like a kangaroo right there.
They must. They hit water all the time, right?
All
right,
do that again. Do that again. Hang on.
You could tell that means it's lunch in England.
I will absolutely try to Instagram that. I'm sure it's going to shut my account down.
I mean, you'll have it up there for at least like 20 minutes.
And why so? Well, you got a half a piece of toilet paper.
He cares about the environment, and he's in New York.
Well, no wonder your asshole's bleeding. You pretty much wipe your hand with your bare ass with your bare hand. Here's where you don't want to watch this.
That's another piece of merch.
Hey, Ari, do you...
red toilet paper.
Oh, man, I'm not watching. I don't want to look at that.
Okay, it's good now. It's good. You can look.
Ari, does your asshole itch every day?
No. When I walk around sometimes.
Yeah.
That's called yes. That's yes. Nope, just when I walk around.
How are you guys
awake.
Dealing with asshole itching?
Oh, God damn it. Ciao, what are we going to do about this guy?
I get these. Sometimes I go halfway through the day. I'll come in and get a little fresh up.
Yeah, just clean it out.
Because, yeah, if you go to New York, it's humid here.
You're walking. Just like, I think the walking is the number one asshole itch creator.
It gets this paste you got to clear out.
All right, you want to take a call from what looks to be Indianapolis?
Yeah, sure.
All right. I'm guessing this is Indianapolis. You're on the air with Punch Drunk. Am I right?
Fuck yeah, Indianapolis, man.
Naptown. What's up, kid?
Not too much, dude. For another 2 weeks, at least, moved out to Denver. I just wanted to weigh in on which comedian I want to rape.
On which...
What?
What's that?
Which comedian?
I want to rape.
Oh, which comic would you want to rape?
By the way, this hold on 1 second, caller.
Yep.
I just want to say that generally we get callers who are not listening to the show.
I know.
While they call in. This is finally somebody who's like, let me comment on what you've already been talking about.
Yeah, it's usually like, hey, you guys talking about UFC 56? No, I didn't listen to the show. We've only talked about baseball. Or we get this.
I was
nixing calls while we were talking. I was planning on taking your call, buddy. So which comic would you rate, bro?
Well, I originally thought Hinchcliffe because he's got like that, you know, thin, womanly figure. Like,
yeah.
You know, he's kind of, you know, it's a pretty boy.
Great call.
But like, I don't know. I feel like his voice would just get annoying and he'd complain the whole time. And,
you call that fucking? Oh, I've been fucked better by...
That voice would just chill my boner, dude.
Little Esther's finger's bigger than your dick.
Yeah, so then I was thinking, like, Tripoli would be perfect. I was just like, I would get, like, a whole chicken pot pie, like, just hang out there in my car and be like, hey, Sam, chicken pot pie, dude. I'm going to share this chicken pot pie. And I'd be like, you know, I'd get him in there. He'd probably fall asleep after he ate it. I could, like, dress him up in, like a dress and he could put some, like... lipstick on him.
Yeah,
oh, sure.
Yeah.
I'm just like, you know, go to town.
You know, Sam's kind of thick, too. He's got, like, a big butt, so probably have some fun.
Yeah, I know. It'd be a lot of cushion for that push-in.
He's probably got a hairy asshole, too, so probably would feel kind of like a, like if you were fucking, like, a third world pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then I feel like I'm doing charity. It'd be beautiful.
Yeah, that's cool. And he probably would just be like, ha ha ha! Love it, bro! Yeah,
I love the chicken pot pie aspect, though.
Yeah,
I think that's
like
great.
Easy to break Sam's spirit. Like, he would just give up pretty quickly.
You think it'd be easy to break Sam's spirit, but you're wrong.
He's bad cardio.
I think he would actually probably enjoy it, you know. He might fight you for a little bit, but then...
That'd be the best part.
Let me do a quick impression of Sam getting up.
Okay.
No! Get off me! Get off me!
Bro! That's my butthole, bro!
That's a good impression. I'll hang up on him with that because we got to wrap the show up, but... That was a pretty good Sam Tripoli impression. That was caller of the day. Second to Mickey Gall. Mickey Gall gets caller of the day. But he's more part of the show. He's not even a real caller. Mickey Gall's part of the show. And he could be part of our attack of Fighter and the Kid.
Who? Mickey Gall?
Yeah. We could get him and Rogan and fucking Tate to attack. I don't know. Maybe we don't have to. Maybe Mickey Gall goes in as a secret guest to Fighter and the Kid. And then we attack from the inside. There's a knock on the door. He opens the door, and then it's just fucking a tornado of fists and teeth. Oh, sorry. I just forget that thing does that. It's so weird that it does that. So let's wrap up the show. I know we got to go, and I think, is Dean coming in next?
No show today. I've taken the day off, goddammit. Yeah, I'm hanging out with Axl Del Rose.
How's the diabetes coming out, Dean?
Not so good. Yeah, it's all the... I ate 8,000 gummy bears in the last 8,000 minutes. It's part
It's a gummy bear minute.
I'm sponsored by Gummy Bear Minutes.
Gummy Bear Minutes.
Chow, I got to have you back because I feel like we didn't get to...
You a gummy bear for a minute?
We didn't get to talk...
Kind of gummy bear?
Oh, yeah, every flavor is the best kind of flavor. Dean Del Bear, that's what they call it.
Dean Del Bear.
Every time I see him, he just gives me this look. I know you've been doing your impression of me, asshole. I know what you've been doing. Don't think I'm not going to get my revenge.
And I'd be very scared for Dean Del. I love Dean Del Rey, but I don't want his revenge. Chow, this Friday, you and me at the Ice House together, it looks
like,
buddy.
Yeah, let's do it.
It'll be a lot of fun. Come see him at the Comedy Store. One of my favorite people there. Very funny to watch. And I love watching you fuck with people at the door.
Oh, that's one of my own entertainment.
Oh, geez.
Teaching them all. Yeah, Chuck, can I just say, I think best of fucking with comics since Danish and O'Neill were back there, specifically O'Neill.
Yep.
We're just making people walk by feel like, wait, what the fuck?
I'm a human, too.
I shouldn't even say Danish and O'Neill, specifically O'Neill, just both of them. I remember when Dove Davidoff, he came out and he had one of those shirts that came right to his belt buckle. Like, you know, like when it's hanging down, it's as low as it hangs. Like, so you can barely see skin.
Sure.
And so when he raises his arms at all, you can see his belly. And he has a tattoo of like a sun around his belly button. And then this is just when he started coming to the Comedy Store. Danish was like, hey, you know what's gayer than that tattoo?
Nothing.
and Dove was like, I don't even know you. Like, he's like,
what's gayer than that?
It's filled with cum.
Yeah, that's probably the only way.
Yeah. Feng Chao, you're really carrying on that legacy.
Dude, I feel good. Yeah, I love that place.
And how is life?
For a while. Life is sweet.
That's his catchphrase. Yeah. Slowly becoming his catchphrase. His other catchphrase we can't really say on the air. without the NAACP coming.
You have to have a worker's child choir playing behind it to do that catchphrase.
Offset the hatred.
No, it's about the workers' party and how great it is to savor
those kind of workers.
Rice gains.
Andy, thank you for coming on. Love to have you back soon.
Yeah, let's.
Let's fuck. And have fun. You're going to like 900 countries in the next 5 years.
I am.
Have fun. When do you leave? When you get back?
August 3rd.
All right. Well, have a good time, man. Thanks for doing the show.
Thank you for having me.
Such short notice for both you guys, so I appreciate that. Ari.
Yeah.
You're still shitting. It's the longest shit.
Yeah, more started coming out. I was about to be done. When I wiped, it kind of made it like more kind of pour out. The diarrhea behind the shit.
That's okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Aaron, as always, I love you. And go to bettsa.com, use the code PUNCHDRUNK. Go to cavemancoffeeco.com, use the code PUNCHDRUNK. Do not use the code Fighter and the Kid for the love of Christ.
Don't use them.
PUNCHDRUNK Sports.
Fuck you, Callen.
Click the Amazon link. Shop that way.
Wait,
the show.
Hold on 1 second. Who's your overall pick, Andy, to win this European thing? Not who you want to with Brussels. I think that's your like dark horse pick. But who do you think is going to, if you had to bet all your money in the world on one team?
Italy. Unfortunately.
Italy? There you go. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK at bettsa.com. Pick Italy. And once again, thank your boys for that. And go to the Patreon /PUNCHDRUNK or PUNCHDRUNK Sports, whatever it is. We could use all the donations you guys can. That's going to help us make the merch. That's going to help us get Ari's belt as merch. I'm sure you guys would all love that. And thanks, as always, to Mickey Gall for calling in. Best of luck to him. We'll talk to him.
What do you mean it's always? It's not always. He doesn't call in always.
This is the third time he's called in.
But it's not his thanks as always.
I thanked him three times.
Aaron right there doing his job.
All right, as always, thanks to Aaron. And good luck to Mickey Gall. All right, let's see your belt real quick. Back it up. There it is. There it is. Another episode of PUNCHDRUNK Sports. Suck it.
Oh, no.